Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very important broadcast lined up for you today on this live Wednesday edition, the 28th day of May, 2008. I rarely go to the shopping mall, but I wanted to clock radio at sharper image. And so I went over to the mall, and I walk into the mall, and playing over the mall speaker system is the Flowbots. And I thought, man, that's interesting. We set them up for the show last week, and they're scheduled on the road to be joining us today, coming up later in the broadcast. They have songs with titles like There's a War on for Your Mind and talking about fighting the New World Order. Very interesting. I know the founder of it is from Texas, but my producer hasn't asked them whether we influenced him or not. We'll find out. But going over the lyrics, it's just amazing. If they weren't influenced by this show, they were influenced by somebody who was influenced by this radio show. But we will certainly find out coming up, ladies and gentlemen, here in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, let me tell you about some of the other guests that are coming up on the show today. MC Johnny Five, founder of the Flowbots in 30 minutes. Rex Stevens, who works in the education system in Texas. He'll be going over how if you fall asleep, you are criminally charged. If you are late to class three times, you're criminally charged, though there's no law. That's not an absence. Doesn't matter. The government's lawless. Jim Tucker will be popping in as we accelerate towards Bilderberg next Thursday and Friday. I'll be on site in Chantilly, Virginia for that. And then economist, corporate analyst Charles Carlson in the fourth hour on the economy today. So that's a rundown on what's coming up. In news, the media is reporting there's a big exclusive Scott McClellan, son of the little corrupt corporate profiteer, Miss Strayhorn. She's had like 10 husbands. I always forget her new name. It's new every few months. He has come out and said that President Bush was a propagandist. It was all lies. They knew it was all lies. And they're acting like, you know, this is an allegation he's making. We have the White House memos. We have the Downing Street memos. We have the CIA assessments. We know they premeditatedly lied. When is the government not lying? When is Hillary not saying that she was shot at and in hardcore combat in Bosnia? When is Barack Obama saying his grandfather liberated Auschwitz, which was liberated by the Russians, by the way, or then it was his uncle, and then it was all a lie? And Ronald Reagan said that too when he was never in combat. I mean, they lie. We have a group of liars that run our society. They do what they want when they want, and now they've gotten so greedy, they're taking everything. And all their lies are compartmentalized. I mean, the government's been caught in millions of lies, committing all these crimes, doing everything you can imagine, every sector of it, but still we say, oh, the government's not tyrannical, and don't bash the police. The police are just the power arm of the crooks that run things. And now they're getting more and more corrupt and more militarized and arrogant and hateful. And we're in deep trouble, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, let me give the cops a newsflash. You're drinking the poison fluoride water. Your kids are taking the mercury shots. You're having your dollar devalued. You're in the same boat as us. There's also talk of cocaine in Bush in McClellan's new information. I mean, folks, I won't even talk about this stuff because there's a few things I'll have them send a hit team down here. But it's well known all over Texas where Bush has partied that this guy is he would go to parties so coked up, so drunk that he had to be carried out every night. I mean, this is who Bush is. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
With no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Look at me, look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crooked. I can show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, but I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book, and guess how long it took. I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, look at me. Just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run the business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations. Have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite. By satellite. By satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, in a holocaust, in a holocaust, in a holocaust.
All right. They're scheduled to be on with us later. You never know with these bands, they'll be in on the road. You know what's amazing? Universal is putting this out, and I got approached by Universal about 6 months ago, wanting to put all my films out, and I just said no, because I don't trust them. But they're putting this out, and that shows they're just caving in to the anti-New World Order sentiment, because it is viral. It is what the people are waking up to everywhere. This song, by the way, is number one on multiple charts right now, and it just came out 3 weeks ago. And they got a bunch of other anti-New World Order music. And it shows the face scanning cameras, the riot police, all of it, how they're poisoning you with the vaccines put out by Universal. Maybe I should have rethought that Universal contract. But all those other talk show hosts that hate my guts and are jealous of me, eat your heart out. You'd love to have Universal offering you that, wouldn't you? But see, that's rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones says no, because I am not going to be under anybody's control, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do what I'm doing, and I'm going to continue my work, and I am not going to ever stop. But very, very interesting to see Universal put that out. But I know they've got a label that is doing that now, and it's basically all anti-New World Order films, music, because that's the future. I mean, they cannot resist it. Scott McClellan has come out and admitted a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of criminal activities by the Bush administration. Is claiming he didn't know. Those are rats leaving the sinking ship. The New World Order itself is attempting to claim that Bush did all of this on his own. You see, Bush had memos written ordering the military to sexually torture small children. And I'll say this every day. I can't get over it. It's not fun being right when you're talking about potential Holocaust. It's not, and it is a Holocaust in Iraq, but potential here. It's not fun standing up against hardcore killers who enjoy it. It's not fun being right all the time. It's not fun knowing what's really happening. It's not fun realizing that these people are from another world, psychologically, mentally, spiritually. I mean, they really do put sterilization compounds in your water and your food in the air. They really do put toxic poisons in your water in the air. They really did know in the 40s when they started it that it was going to hurt you, and it came out in Congress. They did it anyways. We really are dumbed down and blunted and dulled. This really is happening. And they get these poor guys out of the military who even mean well. They send them through federalized police academies, federalized standardized training. They put them out on our streets. They condition them that if we talk back, taser us, beat us. You know, you can put anybody in prison you want just because you don't like them, like the Flobots say. But you don't understand, Bubba. You don't understand, sister, that you are under the very same attack we're under. You see, this the curtain is falling on the United States. The curtain's falling on our currency. It's falling on our jobs. It's falling on our IQs. It's falling on our health. We are in the grip of genius psychopath scientists who have been contracted for at least 100 years to set up this society by the ruling elite. 100 years ago, Europe and the U.S. had been captured by the private banking establishment. And between 150 years ago and 85 years ago, if you want to get technical, but they had pretty much control 100 years ago in this country, total control 100 in Europe. And they were smart. They said, listen, we've studied other elites, how they only usually stay in power a few hundred years maximum. We want our family dynasties to never be kicked out of power. How do we do it? And they went into the top universities that they were already financing in England, in Germany, predominantly, somewhat in the U.S. and Russia. And they said, we want you to figure out how people operate, how they tick. They already had manuals on it going back to Caesar and before that. Nebuchadnezzar, you know, had Sanskrit, you know, on how to do it. Hieroglyphs, basic ones. And they said, we want you to codify the final revolution, total full-spectrum dominance of the human species. We want to know how it all works, how to control them, and finally, how to kill the majority of them. And they said, well, we'll have wars, we'll have famine, we'll have staged events, we'll sterilize. And people say, well, they didn't do a very good job. We've gone from a billion people 100 years ago to 6.5. Well, yeah. But the point is that they sure as hell have been killing us and waging war on us. And now they've gotten it finally honed down. Listen, I'm not joking around with you people in government. Do you understand? I am putting my whole life on the line. I've done my homework. I know what I'm talking about. Dear God, please listen to me. Get past your mindless power trips in CPS or the police department or the sheriff's department or the bureaucrats or the engineers of this thing. The Washington Post Sunday had a front page story admitting the Bilderbergs run the world. In fact, what was the exact headline? It was something like, they rule. I covered it yesterday. I just can't handle it anymore. The South American Union was just founded last week, and I was on two talk radio interviews this morning, and one of the shows was saying I was making it up, that didn't exist when it was in AP and BBC. They have preconditioned you to deny. They told you, you know, when you see this come, it doesn't exist. It's kind of like telling some guard at an ancient gate, at a citadel or a keep, a fortress, a castle, a stronghold, a Bastille. It's like coming to them and saying, now when you see big siege engines rolling up and enemy armies, and well, first, if you see smoke on the horizon and dust doesn't exist. And then if you see the siege engines come over the hill on the enemy's campfires, those don't exist. And when you see them with a battering ram hitting your front gates, I mean, you know, they shut down the castle guard and they told them it doesn't exist. And so now they're ramming our front gate. It's splintering. We've got enemies within the gates stabbing the guards, opening the front gates. This huge horde is pouring in, and you're still standing around saying, well, the media says it doesn't exist. Dear God. You know, I had some woman fax me. They were actually too ignorant to find my fax number, even though it's online, or my email. They sent it to the Genesis, and it says this. Listen to this. Somewhere I see you're connected to the Alex Jones show. I can't find the address for him. He has a right to his opinion. Listen to this, a double think. I could spend 10 hours just on this letter. He has a right to his opinion, and they go on to say I don't. But when he has young, gullible listeners that are running their children's health and could lead to death, see, they're running their child's health, the government needs to, it has to stop. I have a granddaughter born with immune system deficiency. She has to be protected. Oh, they love all these new immune system designations they give so they can kill you with the drugs. However, her parents say Alex Jones says shots cause autism, etc. No, Alex Jones doesn't say it. Thousands of studies, and the government now admits it. I'm going to come back and finish this. Then she threatens me and says that she's coming after me if the child dies. Hey, I don't make you do anything. I'm not the government, okay? I'm just going to tell you that I don't vaccinate my children, you twit. Don't you threaten me, you scumbag, anti-American filth. We'll be right back. I'm trying to save people's lives. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary. But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Much pain, we don't know how to be but angry. Feel infected like we got gangrene. Please don't let anybody try to change me. Me, just me in the middle of a sea full of faces, full of faces. Some laugh, some sad.
Lobot scheduled to be joining us. Got a number one song out.
Bullet cases.
Just exploded out of nowhere. Anti-New World Order music.
We're not scared. We ain't never scared to pave a new path.
Got songs like Rise, We Are Winning, There's a War On for Your Mind. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this fax that Genesis got from this lady. It says, so where can I see your connection to Alex Jones' show? I can't find an address for him. He has a right to his opinion, but when he has young, gullible listeners that are running their children's health and could lead to death, it has to stop. I have a granddaughter born with immune system deficiency. She has to be protected. However, her parents say Alex Jones says shots cause autism, etc. Well, according to her doctor, if she gets measles or any other childhood disease, she could die. And I would hold you and Alex Jones responsible for murder. She can't have my free speech because I'm murdering people now. We have all been drinking water for hundreds of years, actually, for our human development of the species, man. We've not just started drinking water hundreds of years ago. We have all been drinking water for hundreds of years, and we have not died. Yeah, but they haven't been adding high levels of sodium fluoride that attacks every organ and retards in hundreds of the studies. Thousands show IQ reductions, but hundreds, the average is about a 20-point reduction in the average Homo sapien from about one part per million over a five-year period during brain development. So I'm not saying humans shouldn't drink water, idiot. I'm saying they shouldn't drink it that's had sodium fluoride and estrogen and Prozac added to it. And yes, in Dallas and other cities, it's been in the news that it's higher than it should be just from sewage leakage, and it's being found in water supplies that are not connected in any way to sewage. You understand it's being added, dumbass? Excuse me. I'm sorry, folks. I apologize. This is a family show. I need to control myself. I'm trying to save you, you idiot! And you threaten me. They threaten me at the end with murder charges, basically. I will hold you and Alex Jones responsible for murder. We have all been drinking water for hundreds of years and have not died. How stupid to say our government is killing us with poisoned water. God help you, fool. We all know Bush is a moron who has ruined the world. So they throw in like this is some left-right thing. Hey, Bush doesn't run anything, lady. But each person is responsible for their own lives. That's right. I got my free speech. And where else, in what country, can one say what they feel like saying about government and not pay a penalty? Well, they're trying to get rid of our free speech. I saw like five more videos last night of cops pulling up people with Ron Paul signs on street corners saying you're not allowed to do this. And they go, why? And I go, you can have tax preparers out advertising dressed up in Statue of Liberty. You can have anybody with sandwich board signs advertising hamburger places. But they pull up and say, no, you don't have free speech. And the cop goes, just like you can have a gun at your house, but I can have one on the street and you can't, which, by the way, you can on the street. The cop says, I'll arrest you if you have a gun out here, just like I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave with that sign. See, I mean, well, why could we have a sign out before, but now we can't? Because we're turning into a police state, because our freedoms are being destroyed, and you're criminals when you do that. And they don't care how many lawsuits they lose. The cops keep doing it because they've been ordered to. And where else in what country can one say what they feel like about saying about the government not pay a penalty for it? Opinion is one thing, but for this guy, and it goes on, he has to stop telling people not to give kids shots. He's going to have a lot of dead kids on his conscience. Mrs. Stone, I'll leave her first name out of it. Mrs. Stone, listen. It is admitted that we've gone from 1 in 25,000 autistic children two decades ago to 1 in 68. That was 3 years ago. The new numbers came out last year, 1 in 86. And it is an over-reporting of autistic-like brain abnormalities and neurological problems. I've taken my children to about one movie a year. I took them to see Ratatouille, and I'm telling you, there were probably 200 people in the theater, and 30 of them were autistic. And, I mean, huge wings of every school now just filled with them. And the government admits they finally had to, their own documents came out in 2000 where they covered it up. They know it causes it. They put it in there on purpose. Now, does your corner doctor do that? They don't know. Okay, this is called eugenics. It's in the eugenics documents. It's in my film Endgame. They put it in there to hurt you. Now, the average person only gets a certain IQ reduction. But with some boys, their blood-brain barrier isn't strong. It burns right through and eats their brain.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Congress and President Bush will not close the border with Mexico? Why is this? Many congresspeople know the plan for the North American community that will merge the United States, Canada, and Mexico into one of the 10 global groupings of nations to form a one-world government. This is also why sanctuary cities have been established for illegal felons called aliens. Make no mistake about it, it's an invasion of America without a shot being fired. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
My reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison, just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command, because I can guide a missile by satellite.
That's amazing music. I've been listening to the whole album on iTunes for the last couple of weeks, and I love the issues they talk about. A War on Fear Mind is one track. Rising, Rise, We Are Winning. That's the type of things they talk about. And we've got the founder of the Flowbots, Johnny Five, on with us. The other MC is Briar Rabbit. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. And they are out on the road loading on the tour bus right now. He joins us from a parking lot out there. We appreciate Johnny Five coming on the show with us. Johnny, congratulations on your song soaring to the top of the charts.
Oh, thank you so much. Our heads are still reeling from this. It's hard to believe it's actually happening.
Well, you've really exploded. Tell us a little bit about your band, how long it's been around, and what really motivates the lyrics and the powerful mix of different styles of music that people are really enjoying.
Absolutely, yeah. We started in January of 2005, so we're a little over 3 years old. And, you know, we've just been working really hard those whole 3 years, just, first of all, just to blend a few different musical styles. You know, the six of us are all coming from different perspectives musically. We have, you know, two MCs, and we have a viola player, you know, a guitar player, really funk influenced, and then bass and drums, influenced by a lot of bands like Tool and the Chili Peppers. So we take from a lot of different musical genres and try to, you know, cook up something that everyone's going to enjoy.
Now, I was talking to you during the break, and you said you had heard of InfoWars, but you didn't know that much about it. But particularly, I'm just wondering, because I love all the nomenclature you guys are using about truth rising and terms like, resistance is spreading, victory, is assured if you just fight back and stand up. And you're talking about this whole global system. What formed your political and socioeconomic perspective? What basically molded you, Johnny Five?
Yeah, I can kind of speak personally. I grew up in a church that was real connected to social justice, and it wasn't even until years later that I realized how much that influenced me. But this is a church that's inclusive, that's welcoming of all people of all orientations. It's, had folks who had been refugees, Nicaragua, who were staying there in the church in the 80s. And so that whole backdrop was just there as I was growing up. But I think that's really what influenced it. The sort of sense of that's what your kind of our call is to do in our lifetimes is to kind of speak up for those who are poor and oppressed and in those types of situations. And I think in college it just kind of it grew legs. Some of those impulses led me to be in Seattle for the World Trade Organization protests, and that was a real formative experience too. And then in more recent years, just working with different community organizations that are trying to implement things on a more neighborhood, local level. That's really where I think my heart is now, on each person being able to do something, regardless of what's happening systemically, making the community stronger, making ourselves stronger as individuals in our relationships, helps us fight some of the larger battles and think through and talk about some of the larger issues.
Who came up with that song title, War On For Your Mind? There's a War On For Your Mind.
Well, the concept of the album was Brer Rabbit's, the idea that, let's make an album called Fight With Tools. He saw this World War II propaganda poster that said fight with tools, and the idea was, use your kind of industrial skills to contribute to the war effort. And he thought, what is the war that's happening today? And, of course, this is, further towards the beginning of the Iraq War, and it really is this kind of war propaganda, war culture that we're being inundated with. And he thought, that's the war right now that we need to fight, is this war for our minds, for kind of free thought. And so that was his imagery and his concept, and then we formed the album around that.
Well, it's amazing. Maybe we can have Brer Rabbit on the show sometime. Tell us where you're from, Johnny Five.
I was born in Dallas, Texas, and lived in Nacogdoches for a brief stint, and then came up here to Denver, Colorado. Lived here the rest of my life, except for about 7 years in Rhode Island. And so I'm from Denver, basically.
That's just amazing. Your band, I'd never heard of it until a few weeks ago. I guess everybody else, most people hadn't either. It's really taken off. I know that quite a few of your songs are going up the charts right now. In fact, I'm rarely at the shopping mall, but I was there last night, and I'm walking along, and I'm listening to the Flowbots over the mall speaker system. I wonder how the establishment is – and I believe Universal's putting you guys out. I wonder how they're meshing with your anti-establishment message.
Well, this is the thing that's really interesting for me. I don't know if I would quite. I know we have a lot of anti-establishment sort of feel to it, but I think when it comes down to it, we're pushing for certain things. And personally, one thing I'm really trying to push for in the album is nonviolence, and nonviolence not just as the absence of violence, but really as an active force in society. And especially right now, with sort of public sentiment turning completely against the war, I don't really feel like there's a. I feel like a whole lot of people are on the same page, and what the to-do items right now, the checklist right now, is about galvanizing this all into a direction so that we kind of come to a full, complete consensus, publicly and as a nation, that this was a bad idea and we need to find new ways so this mistake does not get repeated. And so I think you're seeing that with the election. You're seeing that with vote for change and all that messaging and that response. And I think that's part of a lot of what our music is about, just saying, we're going to use whatever platforms we can find. If Universal Music Group is going to support us in this effort, that's great. That's more people we can reach. And, we have a nonprofit organization that also helps back this up with an infrastructure that we're creating right now.
Well, I got to tell you that I am just very impressed with what the Flowbots is doing. Break down some of the titles of the tracks and really the message of some of the other tracks, not just the Handlebar song or the others like War On For Your Mind.
Are you saying where did they come from?
Yeah, I mean, you're saying, well, they're somewhat not even political, but a social message. But, I mean, this is a really strong message. Tell us about the animation that we see in the Handlebar song. Who did that? That's just amazing.
Yeah, sure. That was a group called Dirty UK. And, you know, Universal actually, you know, fielded several treatments, and we took a look at the different treatments the different groups have put forth. And, yeah, that was the one we liked the most. It's sort of, it's, you know, Cain and Abel, sort of modern retelling. And then they worked pretty independently, but we gave them some input along the way. And one thing that was real important to us is that neither side, you know, this is a story. This is a story that is ultimately a tragedy, because these two brothers end up, you know, on opposite sides of these kind of human-created divisions, and then they, you know, there's violence at the end, and one kills the other. But we were really trying to show at the end that it wasn't, you know, good versus bad. You see the remorse on the side of the quote-unquote bad, you know, bad guys, and then you see on the same token the hostility and violence that comes from the quote-unquote good side. So
we're talking to MC Johnny Five from the Flowbots. A bunch of their songs shooting up the charts, the top of the charts. Handlebar is, of course, the most popular. Getting into the war, I mean, we've been there 5+ years. We know they brought us there on lies. We know that the White House has been caught trying to stage U.N. plane shootdowns to start more wars. Now they want to go into Iran. Give me Johnny Five from the Flowbots' take on the war internationally, but also the police state here domestically.
Sure. You know, I want to give the caveat that one thing that's happened, I've also been working in schools the last few years, and I spent so much time either at the school in the day or doing rehearsals at night that I am a little more, I'm a little out of touch as far as the fine details on a lot of this. But, I mean, you know, we have a song, Iraq, where we try to just paint two pictures. In 2003, me and millions of other people around the globe organizing before anything had happened, saying, this is a mistake, do not do this, here's what will happen. They did it, and then it happened. So, and now people are saying, well, what do we do now? What do we do now? The question is, what do we do now? Well, there has to be accountability. There has to be, you know, this is a time where it's worthwhile to say, we told you so. This is exactly what we said would happen, and this is exactly why we opposed it, and you did it. So where's the accountability? Third graders have accountability in their classrooms. You know, if they do something wrong, they're held responsible for it. So even though it's politically unpopular, I would love to see impeachment. I would love to see something where we make a statement as a country to ourselves and the rest of the world that this is, that we made a mistake and we admit it. And I think maybe the closest thing we'll get is the election as sort of a referendum on that. But I also am really worried about Iran. I've seen some recent headlines. I haven't even gotten to read the article that there's...
Yeah, Israel, people inside the White House, two U.S. senators, they're talking about how the war's on in the next few months, a huge bombardment of a country who has no nukes.
And one other... I'm sorry, I think Feinstein was one of them. Was that
yes, correct? Yes, Feinstein and one other, one Republican, one Democrat. And on top of all this, that was in the Asia Times and then in Reuters, but on top of that, we have all this talk about how there's going to be terrorism here and the military is going to be policing the American people. Do you ever question you know, what's behind this terrorism and how it's been used to take our liberties?
You know, I do ask those questions, and that's an area that I need to do some of the research. I need to watch some of the films. You know, I'm familiar with just sort of the Norwoods, Operation Norwoods.
Oh, you've heard of Operation Northwoods?
Yeah, Northwoods, I'm sorry. Yeah, and this is all stuff I need to, you know, brush up more on. But, I know the Project for New American Century quotes around, you know, what we need is a new Pearl Harbor. So, you know, I'm aware of all that, and you know, that's something I need to do more research on. But the bottom line is that we have to figure out how to prevent the next war. And if they're moving towards Iran right now, yeah, we need to look at 2002 and 3 and what worked and what we could have stepped up or what we could have escalated. I think more direct action, more people, you know, doing kind of like what they did in San Francisco, but in advance, to try to actually physically block the implementation of.
Well,
like
I covered Seattle too, and I'm glad you were there. But did you know that the police actually hired provocateurs and then housed them, and that they staged some riots and then attacked the peaceful protesters? You were there. I mean, that's an example of provocateur. And now it's been in the major Canadian papers, and the police admit they dressed up to make the other protesters look bad and attack police so they could then attack the peaceful demonstrators. Just a few months ago, up in Ottawa and Montebello, did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that. I was I think I encountered someone I'm pretty sure was a provocateur in 2000 when I was it was protesting the Democratic Convention, and it was specifically around Iraqi sanctions. And the police had said, you know, don't climb the fence. None of us were climbing the fence. We were just kind of banging these, you know, cardboard coffins on the fence. And there was one guy with stocky guy with real long hair that started climbing up the fence police were saying, hey, you get down. And I went up and said, hey, you know, what are you doing? We're not escalating this. And he kind of couldn't look me in the eye and was sort of saying, oh, it's just, you know, I can't, you know, the thing they've been doing in Iraq for so long, I'm just so fed up with it. He didn't make any sense, and he didn't have any passion that I believed. And I felt like looking at him and saying, look, you're a cop, but it's, you know, I know that that exists in Denver. We're thinking a lot about how to be productive and sort of, a sort of positive vision during the convention. Something that says this is more than coronation through the Democratic Party, and yet what's happening there is also a part of this, I think, positive move in the country. So I'm aware that all that, I guess I don't ever want to be debilitated by it. Because
they provocateurs.
I don't want to empower it too much.
Sure. Well, they provocateur to set the precedent to ban and restrict demonstrations. The feds trained some of the Seattle police. The others didn't know. They've trained core police all over the country and intelligence units to stage events with hired provocateurs or police dressed up as anarchists or demonstrators.
Right.
To then set the precedent for free speech zones and all of this. So this is the government staging events. They've been caught to then come in and restrict our First Amendment. And that's the essence of government-sponsored terror, or the essence of provocateur actions. And it's one of the greatest crimes against humanity to stage events so you can restrict people's rights.
Right. Yeah. I don't mean in any way downplay it. I think it's incredibly serious and needs to be taken seriously. And I'm glad that there's people who are working on that issue.
Oh, I totally agree with you. We really admire you. So you're going to be there in Denver. Coming up. Tell us about your tour you're on. I hear you're coming to Austin,
sure.
Texas. I'll probably come out and see you.
You know, I have a bunch of family there in Austin, Texas, and if they're listening here, I want to say hello to them. We'll be there. I think there'll be Austin three different times this summer. I know we're doing Bat Fest, but we'll be there before then too I don't know if the date's actually set, but sometime in late July. And I'm excited because I was born in Texas and have a lot of family there, and I know Austin has just an incredible.
Are you going to get booked for ACL?
You know, I don't know what that is, and I don't know if we are.
That sounds like ACL. Well, that's a big event. Well,
okay.
this is just exciting. You know, I'm throwing out all my questions. Any points you want to make, MC Johnny Five, founder of the Flowbots?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is we're really grateful to everybody that has happened. I mean, at every step of our kind of ascent on the charts, it's been because people responded to the song. I mean, and in some ways it goes without saying, but here in Denver, for example, it was a contest. It was a radio contest that got us onto the air here. And we don't fit neatly into the format that we're on. I mean, we're not really a rock group. We have rock elements, but all I do is write raps. I don't sing. And that's the song.
It's kind of like hip hop, rock, spoken word, poetry, salsa, jazz. I mean, what would you say the different elements are?
I mean, I think hip hop is a primary element, and I think that the sort of alternative or alternative rock is another primary element. But we have classical. I mean, we have layers of strings, and viola players named Mackenzie Roberts. Her sister's actually right here. Her sister's on the album playing cello. So we try to blend everything we can just to make these songs that are hopefully powerful and move people.
Fire out the Flowbot website for the listeners listening all over the world right now.
Absolutely. So Flowbot's website is flowbots.com. That's FLOBOTS. There's no W. But if you want to sign up for our street team and get involved in sort of the other side of things and put some of these messages into action, flowbots.org is both the name of the organization and the website. And that'll take you to a page where you can sign up to be part of our street team. You know, a lot of bands have street teams that go out there, put up posters, pass out flyers, stickers on things. But our street team is really supposed to be an organizing tool where you can meet other people in your city that are, that want to make a difference locally.
Do you think this global corporate government is going to fail? I mean, if the resistance is rising, if we can't lose, if we just stand up and speak out, which I totally agree with that when you guys say that, what's the exact slogan you use?
You're talking about we are winning as the...
Well, I mean, I was listening to the lyrics just last night, and there was
right.
a line in there about as long. I mean, we can't lose if we just stand up. Just fighting back, we're guaranteed victory.
And I think there's two resistance is victory. I think was the line.
Resistance is victory. Absolutely, I love it.
And obviously, that can be interpreted a lot of different ways. What we're really thinking is, the other line is direct loved ones to the trenches. When you're talking about. Well, sometimes I'll be sheepish about introducing all this to young people, having worked in schools, you don't want to give people...
Hey, don't be sheepish here, Johnny Five. Believe me,
exactly.
This audience
and that's the thing. That's the thing, is that I think when you're talking about an actual for your mind, you want every loved one to engage in it. You don't want to shelter anyone from it.
You don't want people
there.
To be conned and manipulated and controlled, and it makes you angry
exactly.
To see people in the dark, not knowing there's a war on for their mind.
I got an email yesterday. We got an email as a band from it. An Iraq, from a troop, a U.S. troop is being deployed to Iraq. He said, I'm being deployed to Iraq in 2 months, and I want to thank you for your music, and I want to just say, please don't stop. We know that you support the troops, but I want you to know that the troops support you. And there's, you know, people think that we're naive, conservative, blah, 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 but that's not true. We're thinking we're critical of this, we're critical of the kind of military-industrial complex that's sending us. And, I mean, that email meant so much because... You know,
Johnny Five, we're about to break. Final segment with you. But we're online too right now. We're going to keep talking during the break.
A republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
It's been called the woman's lib movement or the feminist movement, but the greatest storybook calls it rebellion, witchcraft, and even Jezebel. Its story, that story of the woman Jezebel, ends with the dogs eating her flesh and lapping up her blood. The story of Jezebel in this country seems to have started with the song, Hound Dog, You Ain't Nothing But, and so many have become what a female hound dog is. To learn of the seedbed of the Jezebel spirit that is now in our land, one must unlearn what is not so. For example, so many think that in the Adam and Eve story, God told Adam and Eve they were not to eat of one certain tree in the garden. That's not true. It is not what we read in the greatest storybook. So many think that in that story, Satan deceived Adam and Eve and got them to eat of the forbidden tree. That's not true either. You'd better reread the story or go to AnotherUntoldStory.com for the true story, what it really says in the greatest storybook ever written. When you do, you'll learn the seedbed of the ungodly, rebellious woman's lib movement that is in the land today called the Jezebel spirit. We tell it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Come, you masters of war.
Yeah, to build the big guns.
Yeah, that build the big guns.
Build to destroy.
Yeah, that build the death planes. Yeah, that build all the bombs. Yeah, that hide behind walls.
Hide behind desks.
Yeah, that hide behind desks.
I just want you to know.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask.
You that ain't ever done nothing.
You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy.
We're talking to MC Johnny Five, the founder of Flowbots. We're going to get him and Brer Rabbit on the next few weeks. While they're on tour, Brer Rabbit wrote some of the songs like War on for Your Mind. I can't wait to hear where what influenced him for that. But I'm excited to know that you have heard of InfoWars.com, and it's just, again, to see this exploding. How old are you, MC Johnny Five?
You know, actually, Bro Rabbit just pulled up if you wanted to ask him that question.
Sure. I mean, let's go over and talk to Brer Rabbit right now.
let me have the phone over here. This is Brer Rabbit.
I love it, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Brer Rabbit, this is Alex Jones. I'm really a big fan of your art, your work.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Listen, with songs like There's a War on for Your Mind and titles like that and Rising and, you know, We Are Winning and what's the other term? Resistance is Victory?
Yes.
Where did you develop this nomenclature, these ideas? Because this is a near and dear to my heart, what you're saying and doing. I mean, it's of the same stream.
Oh, well, thank you very much. A lot of it was just like a combination of kind of using old slogans from actual like propaganda posters from World War One and World War Two, and the other bit was like taking sound bites and stuff that we actually encounter in the media and trying to turn them back towards people making choices as opposed to being told what to do.
Amazing.
So it's kind of like a counter propaganda.
Yeah, Johnny Five was telling me he'd heard of InfoWars.com. Have you heard of InfoWars.com?
I'm sorry, what was that? Heard of who?
So you haven't heard of InfoWars.com?
Yes, I have. I just couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was just curious because, no, I'm glad, but I was wondering because that's the slogan of my website, InfoWars.com, is there's a war on for your mind, and that's where I actually got that, was from a World War One poster, which was admitting, so I guess we all get it from the same place, which was explaining, hey, troops, don't, you know, think about what the enemy's saying. There's a war on for your mind, and all everybody should apply that. So is that what you're doing?
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of the actual imagery that we're using in that first piece, and there's a war going on for your mind, is we're actually just talking kind of constant barrage that's happening for everybody's opinion. That, like, in the media, in every little bit, like, people are fighting for every bit of territory to take away your choice.
Amazing. So you and Johnny Five collaborate on writing the songs, or does he write one and you write another one?
Actually, most of our songs, we try to be technologically savvy, so most of the things are actually written on Google Documents. And what we do is we'll just, like, bounce back and forth with those ideas, edit here, edit there, come up with a new stream, new train of thought, and moving along.
So it's really just taking the terms, the propaganda terms that are out there and integrating it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, man, impressive. What is it like to be as young as you guys are and to have exploded? I mean, you're supernova. A bunch of your songs are going way up the charts right now.
Yeah, Handlebars is doing really well. We're really excited to see how some of our other songs will perform because Handlebars is just one part of the message, and we really would like to get to, like, some of the other songs like Rise. We're actually talking about some of the hope that we believe is in the equation.
I tell you what, Brer Rabbit, I don't want to abuse you and Johnny Five's time. We got a 70-second break. I want to just come back, talk to you for five more minutes, and say bye to Johnny Five. Is that okay, Brer Rabbit?
That is totally fine. Thank you for your time.
You bet. It's the Flowbots, ladies and gentlemen. And they are really kicking butt and taking names in the info war, and we salute them here at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's the InfoWar. Massive news blitz coming up in T-minus 8 minutes. Got 5 minutes left with our amazing guest, Flobots, blasting up the chart to number one. We're talking to Brer Rabbit, who is one of the main MCs there, and we got the founder, Johnny Fye, standing by in the wings. Brer Rabbit, anything else you want to add? We really are appreciative of your time. About what it's like to see your band exploding, what it's like to be able to get this message out and have so many people listening to you.
It's incredible. It's everything. It's the beginning steps of what we hope for, but once again, it's just the beginning, because what we're actually hoping for is kind of like a shift in the way the media is presented.
Paradigm shift.
Exactly. Oh. Like the word of come played out and used to sell sodas and such. So we're talking about a paradigm shift where like the relationship between musicians and their fans is not one of commodification, but one of actual relationship.
Integration. So people,
yes. And we're moving towards that in all fields.
Communities. Communities of purpose. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly.
Oh,
right now,
I love it.
Right now, one of the big problems is we have people who don't even know their neighbors. We have parents who don't talk to the children, and children who don't talk to the parents. We're living in seclusion within society, and what that does is breed fear. So what we're hoping to is just kind of open up those doors of communication. We're calling for an end to sectarianism, period, because neither side is in the right. Because everybody is just kind of sticking to their own dogma and not actually listening to the human beings behind it.
Corporations, the police, average citizens are backstabbing trash. And all you see is the blue glow of TV sets in neighborhoods and high-rises. We're not communicating, and that's how we defeat this dehumanization. You're right. It's just by reaching out.
Because everybody is striking from a safe digital distance when they're on their computers and they're not actually relating to another human being, and they can say these things they would never say face-to-face to another person. We're dehumanizing each other, and as such, we're not acting human towards each other.
Well, there are so few bands that have a really pure message, that really understand what's happening, that are really striking at the heart. I mean, I can think of very few, and it is very exciting. I hope every one of your songs is a super hit, and it's so great. It's such a new sound. I think you guys are going to end up being really big.
Well, thank you. And hopefully the nonprofit will actually go with the same amount of success as the album.
Explain that nonprofit. Explain how your organization works a little bit for us.
Okay, for sure. Because there's one thing to inspire people, but it's also the next responsible step is to try to give people a route for that inspiration. So right now, for the first year, Flobots.org is focusing on registering voters, trying to get people involved in that process. But as it grows and as we get beyond this pilot year, we really wanted the feedback to start coming from the fans as well, as they start organizing around principles in their community that they want to fix. America is not actually filled with apathetic people. It's filled with people who don't know how to help.
Yeah, well, they don't know how to get together. They don't know how to find real issues. They feel isolated. 9/11, we were just talking to Johnny Fye. He was saying he questions the official story brought up Operation Northwoods. Brer Rabbit, what's your take there at the Flobots, or your personal take on 9/11 and government-sponsored terror?
It is an utter tragedy. Any loss of life is a shame, and it is my hope that as we move forward, these things can start becoming outdated concepts. War, terrorism, whatever this is, I want it to be something that's like smallpox, treated as like a contagion that was a once was. It's something that no longer threatens the world.
But are you aware of the paradigm of government-sponsored terror, how they provocateur and stage events?
Yes. And it's the sadness that it fills me with. But the thing is, if we start talking, if we start organizing, then our government can be a democracy again. But it is not.
Yeah, it's certainly a corporatocracy right now, or an oligarchy of sorts. Gentlemen, we're about to end the main interview. I just want to say bye to you right now. We're still going to be on air on the web for the next 2 minutes. Let me just say bye to you on air. But we're going to come back for the main network in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they are probably the hottest, quote, new band. Been around for 3 years, but a lot of their music's on the radio now. Right up there at the top of the chart, Flowbots, flowbots.org. Anti-New World Order, anti-global corporate plan, slave plantation. And we're talking to Briar Rabbit. And we're also talking to MC Johnny Five as they load up, getting ready to go on tour. I was asking MC Johnny Five, we're on all over the country, AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, but we're really big in Austin, and I want people to be able to come out and see you guys. Do you happen to have your tour dates in front of you? Okay, the cell phone just cut out. I want to be able to try to find out some of their tour dates. I was looking during the break and was unable to see that. I actually have his cell phone number if you want to call that back and try to get that on, because they agreed during the break for those that were watching at prisonplanet.tv to hold over, and their phone was crackling. Then I got a bunch of other news here. There is just so much of it that we're going to be going over. Scott McClellan's new book about Bush, that's getting a lot of media traction. Hayden saying Al-Qaeda is going to strike any minute and is going to strike when the new president comes in. You've always got to have your inaugural bombing to, you know, start the hero worship of the government again so they can take more of our freedoms. But amazing, got the Flowbots on talking about government-sponsored terrorism. Hope we're able to get them back on the cell phone. Before we got them on air, they were worried this particular cell phone had low batteries. It's always Murphy's Law. At least today I don't have the phone company breaking in during the live show. Going, hello, hello? via the ISDN lines. That's always fun. But, John, I know you got three numbers. Did you happen to write down that cell phone number they gave us that's separate? I may have to have my guy running the show down here IM you this number. You want to come get this number? Just so we can say bye to him. It doesn't really matter. We had him on for 35 minutes regardless. But I'm definitely going to get him back on. Here you go. There's the number right there. That's Johnny Five's cell phone he gave me. Okay. What else was I going to cover here? Got to love Murphy's Law when a phone cuts out right when you're going to somebody. This is some of the headlines I've got. Government green lights, Gulf dollar abandonment. Do you know what that's going to do to the dollar? San Antonio cops force blood test on drivers. It's spreading all over the country. Camp memories. Obama and Ronald Reagan publicly lied and said they liberated death camps. Just totally made up. And I don't like hating Ronald Reagan. I don't like hating Obama. Just a lie is a lie is a lie. Rewriting history at Fox and Friends, Carter and Israelis nukes. North American Parliament meets an integration forum. Homeland Security agents reveal illegal shotgunning practice. This is these saturation patrols where they just randomly pull people over. That happened to me in Austin. Feds pay the local departments to do this, federalization, but then they also have their Border Patrol do it. The problem is the Border Patrol goes 100 miles into the country, and, I mean, there's so many illegal aliens in and around the border states, you could go anywhere and find endless numbers. But it's just a police state excuse to harass everybody and pull people over. So we'll talk about these immigration roving teams in a minute. Finishing up here, we got their cell phone cut out. Appreciate all of your time. Do I have Briar Rabbit on, or do I have Johnny Five
now, actually.
Okay, Johnny Five, I just wanted to thank you and give you guys a chance to talk a little bit more about the organization and how people get involved in it.
Absolutely. Well, if you go to flowbuds.org, you can sign up for our street team. And what we're going to be doing over the course of the summer is asking people in whatever city they're in to organize into a team of folks. And this year we're really going to focus on voter registration because we think it's an important first step. But as things develop next year, we'll be looking at, you know, what else can we do kind of as a united group and then people in their local area. So if you're interested at all in what you hear, sign up for street team at flowbots.org. And then we'll get in touch with you and let's see if we can.
And folks, even if you don't totally 100% agree with their eclectic political view, they all disagree with each other as well. It's a message of liberty, freedom, getting involved in community. It's the exercise of getting out, getting involved, integrating with other people, talking to other people, getting outside the box. It is that process that is going to heal our society. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things we're going to try to do on this website and really make as a project of the site is, you know, can we have dialogues that don't devolve into bickering? Can we have a blog? Can we have a message board that doesn't just devolve into name calling? Because, like, I'm sure there's things you and I disagree with, but we're having this conversation, and as everything you said is exactly right. That is how we're going to heal this society.
Well, it certainly is. And, you know, CENTCOM now admits, and the government now admits, they hire more than 10,000 fake bloggers to go in and call names and start fights. They even put their own handles on, and we go to their MySpace, and it's a CENTCOM guy wearing a psych warfare patch. So they don't even deny they're involved. And then they have their camp followers that snowball, that's what they call it, Mockingbird, to repeat what they're saying. So we know that there is that military-industrial complex propaganda. You got any comments on that, Johnny Five?
Just that I need a read-up.
Well, in closing, I would just tell you this. I know you wouldn't call yourselves leftists, but I'm sure you guys, from just what I've seen in your writings and what you've said, you understand the globalists, the corporate interests, own and control the mainline liberal arm as well as the conservative, and they play those two sides off against each other. Are you guys aware of that?
You know, I would say I think there's the corporate influence obviously is across the board. And I think it is possible for people to go in and try to work within that. I mean, obviously, to the extent we're doing that, I mean, we are connected to a corporation, so we're not going to say we're some sort of purist kind of anti-corporate, anti-authoritarian group. But I think that's what we're starting to see. What can you do within systems and the way they're aligned, and what can you not do?
Well, Johnny Five, let me be clear. I mean, this changes my view a little bit of Universal. Looks to me like they're caving in to anti-New World Order. because I was contacted through Universal about carrying, you know, getting all my films, basically them buying them, and I was afraid they'd lock them down and not put them out. So I said no in the last month and a half to a really, you know, great deal. But then I was talking to some other people and other executives in media, and they said, no, that's what they're doing. They realize they can't stop the anti-globalist movement, and so they're trying, I guess, in a way to go ahead and just put it out, because if they can't beat us, join us. That makes me kind of question things, because they're letting your stuff. I mean, number one, you guys are good. People like you. And so they know you were going to break through regardless. So I'm just saying, watch your six down the road.
Absolutely. And I think there's always two things to it. One is we're doing something that was already successful here in Denver, and people are excited. People see an opportunity. They see a business opportunity. But I also know that the individuals I've talked to at Universal, I think there's a real genuine, you know, share a lot of the views that we have.
A lot of their mid-level execs. No, I mean, we've convinced a lot of people in the elite or in the mid-level. I mean, I agree with you. I talk to these people, and they all know. And so that's why, and I talk to a lot of TV execs, other people. I've talked to the heads of major TV networks who say, look, we know it's true. We want to put it out, but the shareholders won't let us. So I see the dam breaking. That's why I'm so excited. I see you and Flowbots absolutely as the dam breaking.
Well, I'm excited to see where this all flows.
Well, thank you so much, Johnny Five, for all of your time. And please thank Briar Rabbit.
Absolutely, I will.
Thank you. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to encourage people to keep staying in dialogue. And like you said, if you disagree with someone, take the time to have that dialogue, look at the evidence, and let's all become stronger and smarter.
All right, I commend you, and Johnny Five, and the list some of the other team for us in closing. Not just you and Briar Rabbit, but who else is in there?
So Mackenzie Roberts on viola, Kenny O on drums, Andy Guerrero on guitar, and Jesse Walker on bass. And then a lot of the album features Joe Ferrone on trumpet.
He's amazing. All right, we'll be talking to you soon, and I'm certainly going to come see you in concert. Godspeed.
See you then. Thank you.
All right, amazing. There goes Briar Rabbit. You know what? Skip ahead about halfway into Handlebars and play from about halfway and let that take us out, John. Just pick a spot and play it. And then I'm going to take a breath, come back, cover news for the rest of the hour. Then we got more big guests lined up for you here in the heart of the info war. Tip of the spear, the front lines, ladies and gentlemen. You are on the front lines of the info wars. We'll be right back after the song that's number one on some of the charts, Handlebars.
On the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just call to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run the business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, because I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command, because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, 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 in a holocaust. I fight with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
handlebars.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Anybody who denies we're in a police state, wait till we have the school teacher educator on using a fake name. What they write about for a good sized publication is stuff I've already seen in Austin 12, 14 years ago. And so that's coming up in about an hour. We got Jim Tucker popping in with the latest developments on Bilderberg. I'm so busy with guests and news and info, I haven't even covered that I'm having a money bomb, really. Saturday. Starts at midnight Friday night. And Friday ends going into Saturday morning. And I'm going to have people here for 24 hours answering the phone if you want to call in with a credit card. We're going to have a credit card donation button and a PayPal donation button. They're already up on Infowars.com. You can also go to InfowarsMoneyBomb.com to find that subpage if you'd like. It is all there. And I didn't come up with the idea to do this money bomb, but I like the guy that's doing it. He's the guy that came up with the Ron Paul idea that then got picked up by Trevor Lyman and others. And Mr. Nordstrom. And we're not the government forcing you to give money. We've had all the disinfo people all over the comment sections of InfoWars, and we've let them do it. You know, spamming in each article. Kind of ruining the discussion, though, because I have more people complaining about how it ruins all the debates and discussions in the message board wanting me to restrict people than I even have spammers. Because they'll go into each and every, you know, of hundreds of articles, let's say 50, 60 articles we post a day, and they'll just repeatedly all day spam the same thing. You're all going to hell. And the article will be about microchips. The article will be about the environment. The article will be about Bush on cocaine. You're all going to hell. And I just let them do it, you know, because I'm trying to have freedom, but it's totally abused. Or Alex is a child molester. You know, they'll post that everywhere, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I just go, leave it up, leave it up. And we're able to ban IPs and ban people, but when we do that, it only encourages them more. And, it's just sad that there are people that claim they're patriots, and I don't think all of them are government agents. In fact, most of them aren't. It's just a sick society. In there on the InfoWars posting area, just anything you can imagine. We've gone and looked at the IPs. They'll go in there and say, let's kill this public official. And then the same IP, five posts later, says, that's it, I'm calling the police on you for saying that. And it's the same IP. I mean, these are some dirt bags. And I thought it was the government in there threatening Obama and Hillary with murder. It wasn't the government when the Secret Service came. We gave them the IP, just that one IP, and they went and the guy was emailing me freaking out going, hey, man, Secret Service came up here to Michigan. I'm like, yeah, you go on there and say, kill people. It's going to happen, buddy boy. But then some of them are doing it to then start stuff up. I had one guy put out an email in my name saying he was going to kill Bush 6-7 years ago. And he ended up in the newspaper in Tennessee. I talked about it on air, and months later it was in the paper. But like, wow, you were telling the truth. Of course I was telling the truth. Secret Service came out. I had people sending emails out in my name and stuff saying this kind of crap. So just so you know, to bring you people like the Flobots and Jimmy Vaughn and Charlie Sheen and Jesse Ventura and Charlton Heston and Tommy Chong and governors and former German defense ministers and head of the Kissinger group. I mean, we work our butt off here to bring you big guest, hardcore info, and we're under unbelievable attack. I mean, just the insane stuff that I won't even tell you about that we've seen around here. You know, getting arrested, getting detained, getting screamed at, getting threatened with prison for trying to cover Bilderberg. Having crazy people sue me. Oh, yeah, that's happened. I mean, just the sometimes I want a little bit of appreciation. You know, I don't get up here and beg for money. I never really done it. I've said, if you want to give me donations, fine. It'll go to the effort. But, yeah, if somebody comes up with an idea for a money bomb, you bet I'm going to get behind it. You bet I'm for it. And you know what? I wasn't going to really push it hard until a bunch of people got mad and tried a bunch of other dirty tricks and things I won't get into who are so upset about this money bomb. And other locals are trying to do their money bombs at the same time, which I don't care if you do money bombs. Just, it's so stupid you do it right when I'm doing one. It's like you can't have original thought in your head. The point is, you want to hurt the New World Order. It's the community. It's the idea. It's the idea of giving to a real cause. You know, they try to use the example of fake preachers asking for money. That's not us, folks. We're not saying if you don't give us money, you're going to go to hell. Or if you've got cancer, send us money and you'll be healed. Got some quack sponsors do that. Nothing I can do about it. But, you know, the point is that your money will go directly into fighting the New World Order with the Saturday Money Bomb. And I want to see big donations, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to rub it in everybody's face who hates us that they're jealous we're doing this. And it'll go to a good cause. So be sure and give.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You found it, the radio show that wrote the book on the fight against the New World Order in the modern sense. Had a lot of great old guys writing books and meeting people at Outback deer camps, doing shortwave radio shows, who we owe a lot to. But as a young man, 22 years old, I'd studied enough history to understand we were in an info war. And I said, this is an info war. This is InfoWars.com. So when you support us with the money bomb, you're supporting the radio show that has written the book. I mean, listen to everybody. That's what they imitate, what they copy, what they push, what they say. Top hip-hop bands, other all the other talk show hosts. And most of the people love me and appreciate my vision. And my vision is about us all coming together and integrating our ideas and information and moving forward. I don't even claim to be the end-all, be-all either. In fact, it's pretty sad and scary that I'm the best there is because I don't have a high view of myself. But, hell, I could have gone and signed a deal with Universal Studios, ladies and gentlemen, and had millions and millions of dollars. I could have signed 9 years ago a million-plus dollar year radio contract for 5 years. And then it was going to get a lot bigger after that. That was my training wheels. And I said, no. And these corporate types can't believe it when you say, no, no, I don't want your money. So then am I here grubbing around for money from some money bomb that'll probably bring in $50,000 to $100,000? The dollar ain't what it used to be, baby. That pays for almost nothing around here. You know, the only reason I've been successful is I take the money we get and I put it right back into the operation. And, man, I could kick myself. I'm about to sign a lease on this big place, and I missed and didn't notice that Rick Linkletter is moving into the airport and the film studio's over there. I'd heard about it, and I'd forgotten. And I missed getting the first lease in on the Deter Studios. Oh, man. It's little. It's only like 7,000 square feet. But I missed that. I mean, I literally was having nightmares last night about that. We're about to sign this one lease, and I go, oh, my gosh. The Deter Studios, we call, and they go, oh, it's only been out for a week, and there's already one contract's being signed today and another backup on it. Cross my fingers, those fall through. No. The fact that I didn't think about that or put two and two together, oh, man, it'd be great to be in those studios. It's made for voiceovers. It's made for what we do. It's all, oh, it's beautiful. And it was inexpensive, too. It's an old house. It's a big old house on 35. Back when that was a dirt road, they built it in like 32, Heaven help us, I wanted that studio. I remember hearing they were going to move about a year ago when I was last over there. Oh, yeah, we're moving when the lease is up in a year after the airport. And then I didn't think about it. I'm already brainstorming. It doesn't matter. The point is that because I won't come under corporate control, because I don't trust the big boys that have approached me not once, not twice, but three times with contracts, then I have to raise money through advertising. And our problems would be over if I would sell magic plastic pyramids that heal your cancer. Our problems would be over if I'd sell these Rife machines, which are absolute bull. Or magic little stickers you put on your cell phone that unmodulate this frequency. Total bull. Our problems would be over. But I will not do that. But catch 22, I won't take money for that. But then still, it slips through and gets advertised on the network. And you know what? I mean, you can't win. You turn down the corporate offers. You turn down the advertising that could float your boat. Because for some reason, people buy crap a lot faster than they buy real stuff. But at least we're reaching the people. At least we got the YouTube videos by the millions. You're reaching millions a day. At least we've got you out there spreading the word about the internet streams and the AM&FM affiliates and everybody else. And God help us is all I can say. I know it's sent a lot of people into a fits of rage that I'm having a money bomb, other talk show hosts and other websites and patriot groups. What are you worried about? Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. We'll probably be in a depression in a year or two. Society's unraveling. They're about to attack Iran unless there's a miracle. They're poisoning the water and the air. Don't you get it? It isn't about ego. If I wanted to be the big pimp daddy, my stuff would be in every Walmart in the country right now. I take the paths less traveled, as they say. Sometimes I think about what an upright, good person I am, how fair I am, how real I am, how genuine I am. And my whole life, I thought everybody else was like me. And I found out most people aren't. Most people are trash. And they're trashy in a childish way, like a four-year-old throwing a fit over a broken toy. Let me tell you something, jackasses. We're in a red-level life-and-death crisis. You understand how they're feeding on innocence? You understand how this cancer of government and corporatism is growing? We don't have much time to play games anymore. So again, if you really want to know about my finances, this money bomb isn't anything. This will fill our gas tank for about a month if it's successful. Don't worry, I've got other finance systems with advertising, video sales, and other things. And inheritance and stuff. Yeah, that's right. I'll take that and dump it in here. Okay? This movement comes first. Not my children having any type of savings. Not me having any big savings. This fight against the new world order comes absolutely number one first. It's what it's all about with me. Now, if I think Ron Paul could raise $6.7 million with a money bomb, why couldn't we raise a few million dollars? And that's what the government, our detractors are worried about. They want the money bomb to die with Ron Paul. They want it to end. They want it to kind of fizzle out and it's over instead of me having a money bomb, you having a money bomb. Don't you idiots understand other talk show hosts are attacking my money bomb? Don't you understand that if my money bomb's not successful, then yours sure isn't? But if there's a perception of it successful, this idea of giving having an effect, because I will use it to have an effect if it was big, even though you probably wouldn't, that would still help you because people would see what I did with it. You know, that's it. Can we hook a wireless unit onto this camera? Can I give people a tour? I guess I could just shoot some video of the studios and the offices we're in. Do we have a long cable for this camera? Or do we have a wireless unit right now for it? By the way, we need to order those units for Bilderberg. We haven't done that yet. It's T-minus 6 days till we leave. I got that going on. I don't want to sit here and talk about myself, ladies and gentlemen. And the good Lord does provide. But the reason I'm going to go get this bigger office and so I can hire more people and fight the new world order at a better level, and the reason I'm going to go ahead and shoot for doing at least twice a week or something, and then every day, and then maybe a network if the money comes in, it's a big gamble. I'll have to expend the savings I've got, which has always been an emergency nest egg in case they shut down our accounts, went after us, did something. I can keep operating for a few months, 4, 5, 6 months, maybe 2 months, maybe, depending on, you know, what happened. But I'm just going to, regardless of what this money bomb does, I'm just going to go ahead and expend my extra fuel. That's all it is. It's dirty rags to me. It's piles of cruddy confetti that's devaluing so fast. So why not put your Federal Reserve notes into our operation now? I mean, in fact, I started thinking, why should I be embarrassed to ask for money? I've never really done it. Why shouldn't I? Because I'll actually spend it on the fight against the New World Order. Instead of having one IT guy, we have one other part-time, I'll have two full-time, and I'll have more editors. We were up here again last night. I was up here till 1. What time are you here, Burmese? Burmese is now in the beehive. 3 o'clock in the morning. When did you leave? You left at 2? Okay. I mean, you know, that's because, and it's not because we don't have the personnel, ladies and gentlemen. And now since I've been saying we're going to hire people, I've had a bunch of people show up at the door wanting jobs. I don't have the office space. You've seen the anthill I'm in. And so I thought, because frankly, I have an ego to the point of I'm proud. I'm prideful. And that goes before the fall. But only prideful in that I want to do it all myself. But I need your help, ladies and gentlemen. I can't do all this myself. I mean, I spend so much time with guests and info, and I don't even plug my videos anymore. When that's one of the biggest weapons we've got in the info war. You want to support us right now? Go to InfoWars.com. Order the Everything Special. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It gets better and better. You had one a few years ago? Go get it now. It's really super high quality. CDN, ultra-fast servers. Go tell people about the free podcast. It's free. How many terabytes is the podcast alone now? 30? 25? Remember you said something like that. 25 terabytes. You know how much 25 terabytes cost to put out a free thing so all these sponsors, most of which aren't mine, get heard on the internet? So Ted's sponsors get heard? I carry this whole network on my little turtle shell back, ladies and gentlemen. Do I get loved by the other hosts for that? Unless it's Jack McClam or Butch Paul. No, I don't. I get derision, hate, backstabbing. That's what I get. That's what I get for putting it together, doing it all for you. Red carpet, blowing open the gates of the enemy strongholds with God's help for you. What do I get? I get jealousy and hatred because I've got my eye on the prize, so I'm successful. They don't have the magic because they're not in the right place. Their mind's not in the right place. Their heart is not in the right place, and that's why they're not successful. But let me warn you, being successful in the fight against the New World Order as a frontline general gets you capped. The enemy shoots at the generals. I haven't liked to announce that I'm the Dark Horse General because it's dangerous. The enemy knows it, but announcing it will only make me bigger. For some reason, announcing your success only makes it bigger. I've actually held back announcing just how big we are, just how huge we are, just how effective we are. I haven't even told you the numbers. You have no idea the tens of millions we reach every week. It's exploding geometrically. I'm like a comet accelerating towards the sun, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like where I'm going, but it's good for you what I'm doing, so I'm doing it. I'm trailblazing through hell and back for you. And just maybe if I accelerate fast enough at the sun, I'll boomerang around it instead of going into it. But I need to accelerate towards the sun and use its gravity in the info war to get my speed up. Because we don't have time. We got to take the New World Order down fast. You understand they're poisoning your water. I keep saying that. It's admitted they're poisoning you. Government documents Fluoride is a toxic sedative, which has a calming effect. A lot of heavy elements have that. Arsenic. Arsenic has a stimulative effect. It has a calming effect, but also a degenerative effect in bones, every organ, every gland. It calcifies your glands. You know what chlorine is? The only thing that's more electropositive than chlorine is chloride. Fluoride. Fluorine. They put it in your water. Do you understand? Do you read me, government people? They're poisoning you. Do you read me? Do you understand me? That's why it's disgusting to pull up to a checkpoint with cops waddling around. What's in your car? I want to search you. I want to play part of this. This is San Antonio. Listen, it's going to be a bloody weekend getting in your space, pushing boundaries. Cops on the side of the road are going to take your blood. In some areas of the country, they do it on the side of the road. On others, in Dallas, they take you in at least and have a warrant. That's one thing. They do have probable cause. It looks like you're drunk. You're stumbling around. But the way they say, if you don't give breath, we'll take your blood, that's the threat, and that's what is official oppression. So that's what's illegal in this. But the taking it on the side of the road, I mean, a nurse in a well-lit hospital room. I've given blood a few times for insurance, a few times for surgery, and half the time they can't find my veins because I got a thick layer of thick skin. I got thick skin. I got redneck, you know, good old boy guts and skin, everything else. And they can't find this in their chapman with those needles. I mean, I swear, man, you think it's some macho thing for me to say? I'm secretly afraid of what I'll do? I mean, some cop starts coming at me with a needle? I don't like needles, folks. I have to control. I mean, it's like some kind of, it's a phobia. You know, I've had a finger cut off, and I've been sliced open before, and a compound, you know, all these injuries. But I don't like getting blood taken. I had the flu last year and was really sick for like 4 days. I thought it was the flu. It ended up being strep. And I went and they took blood. I didn't enjoy that, I'll tell you right now. And I mean, a lot of people are on the message board saying, man, I'm going to go crazy. How would you like it, cop, if somebody pull you over, pull out a needle? Go ahead and play this stupid thing. You got that clip of the San Antonio blood taking thing, John? Okay, here we go.
It's going to be a bloody weekend in San Antonio.
For the first time ever, if you refuse to submit to a breathalyzer, police will take your blood with or without your consent. Amanda Stanzlis is live with that story. Amanda?
Well, we all know that Memorial Day weekend is a big weekend for barbecues, for a few beers maybe. So the idea behind this no refusal weekend is to keep these roads safe. But the debate becomes whether taking blood is fair.
This Memorial weekend is a no-refusal weekend.
Yes, this weekend, if you get stopped by cops because they think you were drinking and driving, you'll be asked to take a breathalyzer. You refuse, and they will take your blood.
I think that's just not fair. It's too invasive.
That's enough of it. It's all about how it's not fair. How about it's not constitutional? How about you keep your mitts off of me? And then I got a sick article. Oh, I even forgot about this. This is in last night's stack. I was up here late at night. And now there's Reuters saying that tasers are good for your heart. I'm not kidding. Now it says we ought to thank the police because the tasers help our heart. You cannot make this up. I'm living in the twilight zone. We ought to thank the officer. That's giving you a heart adjustment. The heart is electrochemical. As low as 10,000 volts, 10,000 watts, excuse me, out of, we'll just go pull up the study for yourself. I've looked them up. We've had doctors on. This is 50,000 watts. It's just amazing. Incident shows tasers may have affected heart. A quick shot from a taser may have zapped a man's fluttering heart back into healthy rhythm. Doctors reported on Tuesday. And it goes on to talk about how the 28-year-old patient was fleeing police and jumped into a lake in April when the water was still very cold. And it goes on to say they shocked him. A cardiologist at Hartford Hospital said in Connecticut, we treated the man. He was taken to the emergency room. Richard said the patient was experiencing an irregular heart rhythm known as artificial arterial fibrillation, possibly as a result of the cold and shock. After treatment, the patient was eager to leave. He got very combative and started yelling in my face. That's when I left the room and got security. Yeah. Used to, they would just lock the door and tell you to shut up or they weren't going to treat you. Now they just taser you. I mean, my dad's a dentist. People freak out and cry all the time when they're there to get wisdom teeth pulled out. And he just will tell them real sternly, stop it right now. Listen, I got to do this. Or, you know, or he'll go, okay, I'm gonna sedate you. Here's Halcyon. Come back in 30 minutes. And they're just knocked out, drooling. But no, I mean, imagine you have to pull a taser out. I'm going to taser you now because you're throwing a fit while you're scared. Police, I mean, you should have seen me after I had leg surgery when I woke up. I, like, threw a pizza against the wall when I was 16. God, there's nothing I hate more than narcotics. A few surgeries I've had, folks, when I wake up, I will not take the pain pills, none of it. I hate them. Gives me a headache, the likes of which never, it's just unbelievable. It says they tasered him, and they go on to say it's good for him, and that they love it. They're right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Looking out your window, babe.
Looking out your window, babe. I've never seen you like to catch.
Oh.
Vandy's playing Dixie.
Man got his hand outstretched.
Could be the Fuhrer.
Could be the local priest. Yeah, sometimes Satan.
Yeah, sometimes Satan.
Come as a man of peace. Yeah, first he's in the background, then he's in the front.
We got sweet gifts of gab. We got harmonious tongue.
Oh, sometimes. You tell them.
Well, first he's in the background, and then he's in the front. Both eyes are looking like they're on a rabbit hunt. Nobody can see through him, no, not even the chief of police. You know that sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's right. We do 4 hours a day now, and that's not enough. I then come in Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with a Sunday syndicated transmission, because the enemy doesn't sleep, and neither do we. Burmese is going to be riding shotgun. I'll be calling in with reports next Thursday and Friday from Chantilly, Virginia, just miles away from the District of Criminals. Jim Tucker joining us in 30 minutes, about to have a educator in Texas popping in with zero tolerance. You got an aspirin in your lunchbox, 6 months in jail. You drop a banana peel, you get beat up and tasered. So we got video of it. You fall asleep at the desk, you're arrested disorderly conduct. Maximum prison grid, a huge meat grinder feeding your children into it. Look at these. Look at this story. A man's irregular heartbeat returns to normal after taser zap. So they're saying, oh, you ought to pay the cops to taser you. It's good for your heart. Like I told you months ago, it can turn your heart on. It can turn it off. You don't ever know what it's going to do. I saw when they started putting tasers in 10 years ago, there were some lawsuits where cops, a lot of cops who are going to be taser officers, it's a macho thing. They get tasered to see its effects. And then every couple thousand cops that get tested on end up having heart attacks or problems. The departments just throw them out and say, Taser didn't do that. Shut up. Like, I ought to dig those up and have those cops on. You think they care about you, cops? They don't care about the troops breathing the depleted uranium. The VA hardly gives health care to our troops. I had some idiot email me and say I was lying about all the maggot deaths, going, you're a liar, on my message board on Prison Planet. Or was it on the comment section on the stories? I forget. Maggots only eat dead flesh. Maggots don't eat human flesh. How could maggots be going up the troops' noses at the VA and killing them in Kansas City? Hey, buddy, it was in the Associated Press and the Kansas City Star, and it happened some other places in the country, and there's a bunch of varieties of flies. Whatever this, there's a couple of varieties that eat live meat, but reportedly these are normal flies, and they see the sinus is dead. So they go up there and eat and do a bunch of stuff and then get into the brain. They died of maggots. Don't you call me a liar. Just because you're ignorant doesn't mean that I'm lying. Just type Veterans Hospital maggots into Google. Just stop saying I'm a liar out of hand. Start finding out. Cops. I've had a bunch of guests on and doctors about it, but don't believe me when I say it's admitted the Germans and the Russians put it in camp water, fluoride, to control people. Go look it up. Go look up the U.S. studies about how it dumbs people down. Isn't your health worth it?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me go over here and look at Infowars.com and see what our T-minus is. Our countdown to the money bomb. I hope everybody will spend some time Saturday checking it out and donating, even if it's as little as $5, because that's what's fun about it, and it will go 100% into the fight against the New World Order. 100%. That way, not much taxes will be paid on it on my end, because it'll all go into business expenses. That's the great part. That's why I love spending all my money and not keeping much of it for myself in the fight against the New World Order, because then the bastards don't get any too much of the tax money. I mean, I guess on employees I pay, they get some taxes, and but not on the building, not on computers and a bunch of other stuff. Ha ha. I kind of center my life around not. That's kind of how I don't pay taxes, is I just spend it all in the business. You know, you spend $15,000 a month on servers, and Uncle Sam doesn't get that. It's all just info missiles firing right down his snout. Oh, I absolutely love it. We've got a guest coming up here in a moment. I want to look at the money bomb. 2 days, 10 hours, 59 minutes, 8 seconds. That's 2 days, 10 hours, 59 minutes, and 3 seconds. 2 days, 10 hours, 59 minutes, 0 seconds until the money bomb. We got a countdown clock up on Infowars.com right now. Has my IT guy, and amongst all his other duties, have you written the little script yet so we can tabulate every 30 minutes or so as the money comes in Saturday? Because everybody likes that, to show the graph going up. We're going to have that. And I got my limited staff running around trying to buy some better Zoom cameras to go cover the Bilderberg Group next week. All right, we got a guest coming up. That's enough about the money bomb. I just realized I haven't really talked about it much. Let's go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and see how many pledges we've gotten. My ultra-fast internet's taking its time loading a few hours. I'm out of my mind, ladies and gentlemen. I think everybody realizes that. You know, because it'll good thing I lost my mind or I'd have gone insane, as Dick Curtis likes to say. That's a good song. Maybe we should play that. Or no, is that a George Strait song? Who does that song? $66,300 has been pledged. It's only going up a couple thousand a day, folks. We need to see that skyrocket. We need to see everybody. We got to write an email, too, to send out to all our folks that have gotten on our email list. Need a few articles out of Nimmo, a few articles out of Waddle, maybe one out of Dykes. Paul Watson goes by Paul Watson. His real name is Paul Waddle. And then the guy in there running my show right now, his name's Perkle. Oh, God, this is what happens when you stay up till... I left at 1, I got to sleep about 2, and then I got up at about 6:30. And I've been exercising again. That's why I'm turning into a maniac. I'm addicted. You know, I've been exercising twice a day. I've come and gone completely off the deep end. I'm doing anything not to cover this news because I'm just sick of it. Oh, God. CIA's Hayden proffers nonsense on networked Al-Qaeda. Yeah, the media, the Intel Center, and others go, there'll be a new Bin Laden tape. Another grandson of ADL head will come out and tell us that they're about to nuke us today. And sure enough, the video comes out. We're going to nuke you. We're going to kill you. We work for Al-Qaeda. And Hayden says he's sure Al-Qaeda has regrouped. They're trying to catch Bin Laden as much as they can. But Al-Qaeda is going to hit even harder once a new president comes in. Al-Qaeda will hit us to test the new president. Yeah, to give the president a new grandstanding ability and to take more liberties and freedoms and launch more wars. Can you imagine? A lot of conservatives didn't like Obama, but after the terrorists nuked Chicago, it happened to be his home city. They got firmly behind him and now appreciate their commander. They didn't think the first woman president could do it, but she's tough. I like the way she nuked 14 nations after we got hit by the Al-Qaedas. I'm glad she's arresting all these people and taking guns. We got to do it to defend the country.
I like McCain. You know, he may be 76, but after we got hit by the nuke, he became one hell of a president. Any way you cut it, after they released the bioweapon, McCain got tough and saved America.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rex Stevens is not his name. That's his pen name. He writes for TexasZeroTolerance.com. And earlier, just a side issue, and I'm wrong about something I corrected. I was saying that it's 50,000 watts. It's 50,000 volts in a taser. But getting back to this, I became aware of this in Austin, Texas in 1996. And then I became aware of other programs across the country. I mean, I literally see it. I probably got 10 stories today in the U.S. and England, Australia. It's all the same plan. Where a child falls asleep, they're arrested. A child drops a banana peel, they're arrested. A child drops a tiny piece of cake, they're beaten and tasered, not resisting. That's again today that happened, not just a few months ago with the beating over the cake in the cafeteria. The teachers aren't allowed to yell at you. They're not allowed to discipline you. The coaches can't run you until you throw up. Every time I got in trouble, they do that. I didn't want to get in trouble again. They just arrest you. Parents in Houston, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, if your kid, quote, doesn't, their child doesn't finish their homework, you're arrested. They call it truancy. The law doesn't say that's truancy. It's all lawless. But the parents are so dumb, they call them in and scream at them. I've been at the family court and watched it, and say, sign these forms. The judge orders you to. They're not allowed. It's just, it's all color of law, all contract fraud. It's like a car dealer saying, I command you or I'll arrest you to sign that you'll buy a $10,000 Toyota for $100,000. You go, oh, yes, sir, and sign it. Yes, ma'am. It's the law to take vaccines. Line up with police dogs in St. George County up in Maryland. We had the state attorney on admitting, well, there's no law, but we told him it is. So I was already aware of this. With the ASAP program in 96, 97, 98, it was a federally funded program in the county. And this happened because my camera guy, Mike Hansen, you know, he has good kids. They're grown up now and married, both of them, Crystal and Justin. Good old Mike Hansen. His son had the flu. And I remember because Mike didn't show up to do camera work for me, and he used to come in and work part-time. He wasn't there. And I remember calling, where are you? I'm sick. We all got the flu. And he calls me back. I don't believe what happened. This guy was cussing and yelling at us and threatening to arrest me and demanding to search the house. Because I was so sick, I didn't call for Justin. And his wife, by the way, worked for Travis County at the time in accounting. So, I mean, he knew everybody down there. He got real mad. Had the flu. And so we found out about ASAP. And then we went down and started covering it. And if you had three tardies, they would count that. And it starts in the sixth grade. Kids are learning it then. So then they would criminally charge you with Texas truancy when one unexcused absence isn't truancy. It's 16 unexcused, at least it was then. I don't know what it is now. I haven't read the law yet. I mean, I haven't looked at it in years. 16 unexcused in a semester. I mean, it's got to be really bad, 16, before it becomes criminal. Didn't matter. It wasn't one. It wasn't two. It wasn't 3 days. It's three tardies. Then Judge Jean Mirror, we've got a newscast of this. I've aired it on my local TV show, CBS, said, late to class, go to jail. And it showed Judge Jean Mirror and training judges in all the local schools in sixth and seventh grade, where if you're late to class three times, she goes, sign here, and screams at the parents. They sign their kid on probation for a law that didn't exist. And the little kid's 6 years old, the dad's going, you know you were bad, say you're sorry. And Judge Jean Mirror goes, all right, now you're in probation for 6 months. You do one thing wrong, you're going to prison. It's about getting you into the system. But understand, it's lawless. She is a criminal. It's false charges every time. That isn't true, Judge Jean Mirror. When you're not running around CPS and kids or driving around with your friends with your shaved head, why don't, you know, we all know. The point is, why don't you just go ahead, sue me? Because you're not, because it's true. Everything I'm saying is true. For those listening around the country, don't believe it. There's no truancy. There's no law. But they trick you into signing. I'm going to shut up now and go to Rex Anderson, who works in education in Texas. Or Rex Stevens, just go to Infowars.com. We have a link to it. Texas public schools producing criminals and generating revenue. That's all they are, is prison integration centers. Rex, thank you for coming on. Tell us what you've witnessed yourself.
Well, thank you, Alex. Appreciate being a guest on your show and focusing attention on police in schools. It's a very important issue to all parents and even community members that don't have children in school. I've been working with the Texas Zero Tolerance Parents Organization for a while. I'm a volunteer and a contributor to their website when appropriate. And they really have collected a lot of information on some of the issues that you've talked about ridiculous treatment of students in school regarding police arrest and even putting them on probation, taking them to court and detaining them. So, there are lots of stories. They're developing every day, and it's important for parents to understand how schools have authority to do this and what they can do about it if they don't think it's appropriate in their school district.
Now, let's be clear. I'm not looking for special cases. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no law. You've got the flu. They show up within hours under ASAP demanding to come in. You lay your head down, criminal charges. I mean, this is hardcore. Tell them, you just heard the horror stories I've seen in Austin. A, have you seen other ones like that around Texas? B, give us some other cases.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are cases in just about every school district in Texas. But the good news, Alex, is that not all school districts operate under those policies. And what's important for parents to understand in Texas is that Texas has independent school districts, which is different than some other states, but it's very important to know the structure of this. Texas has independent school districts that are funded independently from the rest of the government. Texas school districts have independent taxing authority from the same tax base that the cities and the counties do, And it's important for parents to understand that municipal police, county police, and municipal courts and county courts have no jurisdiction on any school property without school board approval in Texas.
Please continue.
The cases that you've mentioned, there are many listed on the Texas Zero Tolerance webpage. They've got a site that collects this information, and they've turned into a valuable source for parents in Texas, and it's even spreading across the nation. It started out simply because of some involvement in a local small school district that was just unfair and ridiculous, and Fred Hink, along with Eddie Evans and Kurt Lane, are really the co-directors. I just assist occasionally, but they're the ones that do the really work. There have been occasions just recently in this school year where I think you probably saw that. A girl dropped some cake on the cafeteria floor and ended up having her arm broken by a security guard at the school security.
All on video. She was polite, did nothing.
Yeah, that security guard was removed from his job, fortunately. So the school district did continue on with their policies of school police in schools. But the important thing to know is that no police have jurisdiction on any school campus without a school board policy or on a case-by-case basis by the school administration calling the police. So the issues are completely under the school board authority when police become involved and arrest students at school.
Now, I want to be clear. Federal government got involved, removed other forms of discipline like running boys till they throw up or paddling them if the parents authorize it. I mean, I was in high school 16, 17 years ago when they did that. They don't do that now. They've banned dodgeball. They've banned wrestling outside. Kids need to get this energy out. And so now they just call the police for anything. So also, government engineering has turned our kids into little brats, and there are some really bad ones. Because they took discipline out, now everything falls apart, and then now they throw the book at everybody.
Well, in Texas, it's a little bit different. There is definitely discipline in Texas schools. In fact, the most recent Attorney General's opinion on corporal punishment in schools, let me give you the summary. The summary is that school districts can use any force short of deadly force to compel a student to comply. That's according to the Attorney General. And that school districts in Texas can use corporal punishment even against the written objection of the parent.
Now, that's bad. That's bad and shouldn't be done.
Absolutely. But here's where the control comes in.
You got to love the state. We can beat your children, but you can't spank your children.
Yeah, it kind of works out that way sometimes. But here's the interesting concept, though. Your local school district that's elected by the community actually controls what goes on in your school. They can actually have a policy that says, the school only come when called by the administration. They have no jurisdiction here at all. Or they can have the school police working under contract, or they can have their own independent police force in Texas. Texas schools have authority to have their own independent police force that answers to a designee of the school board.
Now tell us about this little boy who had sick family. He put his head down.
The article that was on the Texas Zero Tolerance webpage under passing the paddle, which is a concept that was developed by the courts that are receiving these referrals. They call it passing the paddle from the school district. But that's an actual true case of a young boy that had some family emergency the night before, and the next day at school he was a little bit tired. His mother had gone to the hospital, and he fell asleep on his desk. And don't really know how the policeman came into the classroom. Probably the school teacher called him, or they patrolled the halls, but came in and woke him up, handcuffed him, took him out of the class, and issued him a citation for disorderly conduct, which is completely independent jurisdiction by the school districts. They can adopt municipal codes, or they can adopt penal codes and apply them to student behavior at school.
Well, I see these schools and their little prisons. He also got 6 months probation. Are you familiar with how they lie and say that three lates is a truancy when a missing a whole day isn't truancy? I mean, they also...
Well, let me clear up what the truancy laws are. There are state laws that compel students to attend school. And school districts are required to file in court under federal requirements of No Child Left Behind. They are required to... if they accept the money, they're required to have some processes for filing on truancy. So Texas does. But truancy, here's what truancy is. Truancy is failure to attend school. It's not failure to attend class. The Attorney General has an opinion on that, and he states very clearly that if the student is at school and doesn't go to class, That's not truancy because they are at school, and failure to go to class is a rule violation, not a criminal violation. It's 3 unexcused absences in 4 months, or 10 unexcused absences in, I mean, 3 unexcused absences in 4 weeks, or 10 unexcused absences.
Okay, so they've tightened it down, but still, being late to class 3 times is not Al-Qaeda.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hoods Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hoods Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hoods Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
All over the country, they have drug dogs, they search everybody, they're constantly controlling everyone. Cameras in the school bathrooms, cameras in the classrooms. I mean, just integrating them into the prison society. Talking to Rex Stevens, and he's written some amazing articles for TexasZeroTolerance.com. Give us some more of the horror stories that are going on, sir.
Interesting situation that's there in your town in Austin is another school in Austin that was very proud of the concept that they developed a policy to make kids go to class by, you mentioned filing on them for truancy if they failed to go to class. Well, I don't know if it was that same school in your town or another one, but they published a article about how proud they were of their system that if the students weren't to class before the tardy bell rang, they shut the classroom door and lock it. And everybody in the hall was issued a citation for trespassing.
Yeah, and then
they weren't
you,
in their classroom.
And then they get you on criminal charges.
Yeah, there are all kinds of mechanisms.
But, of course, that's fraud because you invite them in as a learning environment and then make it a prison grid. I mean, there aren't
absolutely.
There aren't no trespassing signs posted for the students.
Well, the children are required.
I understand
to be
government's
there.
God. I understand they're kings. I mean, but who can deny we're in a police state here, Rex?
Well, that seems to be the system that's being moved in on us, and they're training the children to accept it. It looks like to me.
Thumb scanning to get school lunches. Give us some more horror stories.
Well, you have all kinds of situations with children with special needs where it shows up a lot. You have a special education student that has identified disabilities. And some of those children act out. They're emotionally disturbed. They have different disabilities.
And the government freaks out any excuse to taser or attack.
Well, yeah, the schools are supposed to establish individual behavior plans or individual education plans, and then the school teachers are supposed to follow it. But oftentimes these children act out and require a little bit of attention. So if the school is able to criminalize their behavior as opposed to meet their unmet needs from their learning disability, then they're relieved of some responsibility if they can have the child taken to court. And that's one of the mechanisms that's been in effect since around 1975. The schools have raised some confusion between students with severe educational needs and then criminalize their behavior.
Well, that's, you always hear about them tasering autistic kids, or the kid won't get out of their seats, so they call cops in and they taser him, and the child's, you know, autistic. I see those every week in the news around the country. I mean, how do have cops gotten to the point where they taser a retarded kid?
Hopefully, I haven't heard of any cases of being tasered in Texas yet.
No, not in Texas.
If anybody hears about that, please contact
Google
this website.
Google it. Google it. Google police taser
in
mentally
Texas.
Retarded. Yeah, it'll be everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. However, parents, this website is for parents, and it gives them a lot of information that they can battle these different issues in their schools and protect their own children if the school doesn't. I encourage you all to go to there and peruse through the articles. There were some by attorneys, some by the, well, there's one particularly by the American Bar Association on their opposition to zero tolerance in the schools. And just to explain why this parents' organization calls it Texas Zero Tolerance is because it's a parents' organization that has a zero tolerance for schools treating children poorly, and that's their position. And they've been quite successful in bringing attention to some of the more important issues, and certainly had some strong effects on the school district that the parents live in that initiated this whole program.
Well, here's the deal. The military-industrial complex runs the red light cameras. They train the police. They've made us an arms market. And they now are financing with federal grants, as you know, to basically take over the schools and do all this, and they want these to be their new prison industry. And I don't know how any parent would put their child in a government training camp. I know there are some decent public schools, but they're now the minority. And, I mean, these places are scary.
Well, Texas is unique, as in my research, because of the...
Rex, your phone was cutting out because of what? I think his phone just died, or he thinks it did. Rex? Yeah, Rex, I think your phone cut out for a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got another one right now. So.
That's okay. Go ahead and turn the radio off. Texas is unique. Why?
Yeah, Texas is... Hold on, let me get the radio off. Texas is unique. Sorry about this phone.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to keep doing this, Rex. Go ahead now. You got to turn that radio off.
Yeah, you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead now.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. Texas
is unique because we have independent school districts, and the authority of the independent school district school board is awesome. And I wanted to tell you, you know, you've got a lot of Ron Paul listeners. They need to target running for school board.
I tell you what, stay there, come back. We'll give you 3 or 4 minutes on the other side because you got cut short there. Then Jim Tucker, go ahead and get him lined up too. New Bilderberg developments for next week as we count down towards that. Then a financial guest coming on next hour. Rex, if you can, stay there about 10 more minutes with me. Let's go ahead and get Tucker on. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
So many people,
I can't get no relief,
think that they're part of the power structure. There were some locals on a talk radio show yesterday here in Austin going, hey, oil prices are too high. They're $4 a gallon plus. We need to go in and loot Iraq and take all their oil. Snickering, giggling, getting real evil. Don't you understand, schmucks? You're not part of the power structure. They're looting you too, dummy. When other commoners are being looted, you're going to get looted. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. I mean, the average guy making 50 grand a year thinks he's a member of the elite. And the elites are masters of that. All I know is that back when I fought this 10 plus years ago, they would take 3 absences, call it a truancy, and falsely charge you. And we would come in there with a law and read it and show how it was a fraud, and they had to stop.
And then after that, they would, say you were trespassing in the school if you didn't get in the door on time. And I was a straight-A student my last 2 years in high school. I would went to Anderson High School, big high school, and I'd have one class on one, another on another end. You'd have like 5 minutes to get from one end to another. And I had so many books, I'd try to run to my locker, but I got to where I couldn't do that. So I carried a huge bag of books. I would run in, I had to, urinate, and then run to get to my other class, and other kids always got in late. If it was one of the classes from end to end of the school, say three floors up. Now criminal charges, folks. And I was such a straight A student and so quiet. People all thought I was a cop because I'd gone from being this bad student in Dallas to just wanting to get out of high school. We're about to go to Jim Tucker here in just a moment. And I know I've been running over him. Such great information at TexasZeroTolerance.com. Before we go to Jim Tucker, Rex Stevens, who's in education and exposing all this, how do parents get involved? How do they learn their rights? Do they first just learn this is happening? How do we go in and take over the local school districts that the feds are funding, but we still have the power? I mean, I think that's the key message here, is that we do have levers of power, not just in Texas, but in some other areas to a lesser extent, where we can go in and take the schools over. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Texas has very unique governance policies, and it's a local control. There are about 1,200 independent school districts in Texas, and they range from about 80,000 students down to 150 or less students. And they're all controlled by elected school boards from the community that attends that school. And these are just parents who run for the school board, and they absolutely are where the buck stops as far as all policies that go on in that school district.
And the problem is a lot of control freaks that want power look for that and enjoy the pettiness of sitting up there and preening themselves and acting powerful. It's disgusting.
Well, there definitely is some boss hog politics associated with Texas school boards. But
yeah, a lot of money getting stolen, so we need good people who don't want power to get involved now. Give us the website and other tips.
Well, it's TexasZeroTolerance.com, and that is the best source of information that I've been able to discover for parents to learn their rights, learn procedures, get information from attorneys or from advocacy groups as to how they can advocate for their child, because really it comes down to the parent having the knowledge and being able to advocate for their own child, because if you don't, nobody else will.
Well, they even had a PBS special just a few weeks ago, and it was mainly about Texas prison industry. I saw some clips on YouTube. I want to watch the whole thing, but they were admitting that Texas has more people in prison than, we're like number third in the world, counting us as a country. U.S. is number one, then China, then Texas, if you were to break Texas apart. I mean, it's incredible. That's our business. And they're going in and lobbying the school districts, town, city, state, to make tougher laws or have total enforcement to fill the private prisons and juvenile halls because they've built so many. I mean, when they're grabbing 11-year-olds who are straight-A students because they put their head down in class and giving them criminal charges, we got a big problem.
Yeah, and like I said, the issue in Texas is your locally elected school board can stop that. They can have a policy that says, well, we're only going to call the police under certain very limited circumstances, and we expect the school administrators and the teachers that we hire to implement the discipline management program that they're required to have. Texas requires that schools teach self-discipline. That's a disciplinary technique that has very, very specific policies. But I don't see a lot of that going on.
Well, I think running them is the best thing.
Yeah, that works real well. That's very common. We've done that for years. I grew up in the same Texas schools you did, Alex.
Well, the coaches would always think I would even act like I didn't want pops because I actually wanted those instead of being run, 15 laps till I threw up with them screaming at me. And I would, please don't pop me. And I would trick them into giving me a paddling because that's a lot better than...
Over in a hurry.
Exactly. Because I could just tune it out. But, listen, Rex, I really appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate it, Alex. Thank you very much.
Oh, the Ron Paul stuff. You said...
I wanted to encourage, you have a lot of Ron Paul supporters, and that is the place that they can do the most good if they want to enter into a political arena that is going to make a definite effect on their family and their lives, then they need to go out and get elected to the local school boards and stop some of this nonsense in the schools and go back to real schools that teach children how to behave and academic as well.
Thank you, Rex, for coming on with us, and thank you for standing up for these innocent people, these poor innocent children. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Okay, going to Jim Tucker. I really appreciate him holding. I'll be seeing Jim next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday morning. We're going to be staying at the Hilton because that's the closest and hard to believe one of the cheapest in the area. And that's why we need your support. It's so expensive to go. The Chantilly Marriott. And I've got a big announcement about Bilderberg coming up at the end of this hour. Please tune in. Tell others to tune in. If you know someone that lives in Virginia, they can make $1,000 by doing this. Just listen carefully. But I wanted to go to Jim Tucker right now. Jim, you've now learned more about their attempted ruse to fool us that it was in Greece. And with any other new developments, Jim Tucker, AmericanFreePress.net.
Yes, there's the guys in Europe who collaborate with me every year. Many of them are convinced that Bilderberg set up this ruse about the place in Greece where they'd met a few years ago, being the site of the meeting as of last May or something. But fortunately, one of our readers was able to crack through the code of the Dutch domestic in-house computer, where the in-house people were told that the prime minister would be meeting with Bush on Wednesday and then going from there to from the White House to Chantilly for the Bilderberg meeting. And I called up the embassy, and they confirmed, yes, he'll be attending a Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia. So that nailed it down pretty solidly. And so I'll see you there Wednesday.
Now, Jim Estelin, he has been out of pocket for us, even though we've got a cell phone and home in Spain. Is Daniel Estelin going to be coming next week?
I don't know. I've not been able to get through to him. And I think he may be decide to give up, to let Bilderberg rest. He's selling his books well and so forth. But he didn't attend last time because he said his wife's mother was dying, and that's unfortunate. His mother-in-law being on her deathbed, that was understandable. But efforts to reach Danny this year have been futile. The cell phone doesn't get through. The computer doesn't get through. And so I don't know if he'll be there or not. I hope he is.
Well, we can rest when we're dead. I hope he certainly comes to the event. Now, we've already seen a YouTube video, and it matches the maps and Google Street View we've got, where people have driven up to this. This is off a main road, and then a good 200 yards on the property down a forest path downhill. Very wooded, very hard to get to. We're trying to look at topography maps right now to see about long-range lenses trying to shoot video over, but it doesn't look like it. I mean, this is going to be tough, but...
Yes, it will. I was there once before, and I'm trusting my memory now, going back a few years. As I recall, down that narrow road was a public. It was a public road, but they would not let you park. And I think the parking was a permanent arrangement, not just a.
Well, let me be clear. Driver. There's a main road that you can park on that is a government that is a public road, but then there's the final drive they're saying isn't, and it goes right up to the front of the classic style where it's got the cobblestones and it's like a two-story luxury hotel. So from what we see with the maps. Is that, they're going to try to not even let us park on a main road, and then we can't walk in. Describe, you were there before at the Marriott Chantilly, ultra five-star luxury hotel, golf course resort. Tell us what you were able to get, Jim, because I'm going to want you to drive around with us and help us ferret ways to get videos of these nasties.
Well, trusting my fading memory with the onrush of Alzheimer's, I do recall being at the... hotel going inside. Of course, I got there before they were starting to shut down, which is normally about noon on Wednesday before the meeting begins, when the advance staff shows up with their bosses, big trunks, and all the documents they're going to be passed, they're going to be given, and all that stuff. So it may have been Tuesday or Wednesday for. Logistic reasons, I can't get there until Wednesday this year. Normally, I'd be there on Tuesday.
You know, I'm an idiot. I don't want to miss family, so I'm leaving on Wednesday. And that's it. Change the plane tickets. I want to leave Tuesday. Aaron, can you come in here real fast? Go ahead, Jim. Yeah, we need. That's what I was going to say. I was going to offer $1,000 to whoever I choose because I need good video. Go check in. That means you only get about $700 because it's like $250. go check in, get video, shoot the conference halls. It's got to be done now because there's already government people there, according to video we've already gotten outside. We need to get inside. We need footage for a film or to put it out for free on the web or at prisonplanet.tv inside. And if I'd have known this, I would have gone to Canada early before, but we learned so late. Let me just ask Aaron right now, because I'm so busy. We'll just do this on air. Aaron, can we move those plane tickets to Tuesday? Let's find out right now. I don't want to just eat $400 or $500 tickets, but maybe we can change somebody's ticket and send somebody a few days early. Do you accept this mission? You're getting a big bonus, buddy. You have been up here working very hard. I was up here till 3 last night. You have done well. Fire the investigation probe. Find out. We'll just send you early. Okay, let's go back. Jim Tucker, yeah, it's important to get there early, isn't it? But you're saying you can't be there early.
I'll be leaving Washington about mid-morning on Wednesday, I hope. I get things pinned down in time. And be at the Bilderberg site early in the afternoon. Now, I'll be staying in a different, in apparently more expensive hotel, at least for the first day or so, because I've already put it on our website that I'll be there, so if anybody, people have right to chase me down there, and the sources develop, they're likely to get through to me where they think where I'm supposed to be staying. It was the Westfields Marriott when I was confirming that they were all booked up. They told me that the closest hotel was the Hilton in Herndon, Virginia, which I understand from you is about, or somebody is about 5 miles away, and I think yours is going to be closer and cheaper, fortunately. But
well, actually, we did find one place, but it doesn't have a room big enough to do interviews in at that extended stay, and it's only like $60 cheaper. So we're going ahead and staying at the Hilton with you, Bubba.
Oh, and the Hilton in Herndon?
Yeah, what? You haven't moved, have you?
Oh no. I'll be checking into the Hilton in Herndon, Virginia.
Besides, that's only about 4 miles away, actually, and the others are about 2 miles away. I mean, yeah. All the reporters are going to be there. Everybody is going to be there, and so I want to interview you and others. And the other hotel just doesn't. Well, frankly, it's for viewers of a film later, so it looks good in the background when we're in the common area or whatever when we interview you. So that's where all the happening is going to be. I want to put the call out for demonstrators to come out and for citizen media to come out. And when the cops walk over and say, leave, it's not a free country, you're not allowed to protest your owners, just say, officer, I'm free press. And they'll say, who are you with? You can say, I'm with Infowars.com, a freelance reporter, and I'm offering $1,000. But I need a call at the office. Maybe we'll put a hotline number up at the end of the show. I don't want to. I need to know now, in the next day, if a listener or group of listeners will check in, and then I'll end up, you know, if I get the video, because I'm sure two or three people will do it. But I need good video of the front of the place, around it. You know, just check in like it's no big deal, and then go out and get video, and just say you're a tourist. You're allowed to do that. Video of the boardrooms. Video. Get good shots on a tripod. And I'll tell everybody, $1,000 plus your hotel room. And what is that? The fancy one's $300 or something? But
it's the $270 plus tax.
Okay, for the fancy one or for the Hilton? How much for the Marriott?
The Westfields Marriott is a lot more, $300 to $600 a night. But the one we're staying in, Hilton in Herndon, is $270.
But there is a restaurant. Our listeners could go there and say they're dining.
Well, I'll check that out. They have a restaurant. They have a cocktail lounge.
Okay, so you can pull in, say you're going to the cocktail lounge, get your courage up by drinking a few martinis. I'm joking, listeners. And then, the days. And then the days of not having a headache. I'm glad I quit drinking. But no, I'm serious. It'll be hard not to be drinking, Jim, with you if you're drinking a beer at night, a toddy.
Well, now, we're talking about the Hilton in Herndon now, not the Westfields Marriott for the scene of the crime.
No, I'm saying we need to send listeners now to get video at the Marriott beforehand, and they can go into the bar and not have to pay, or the restaurant, and say they're there for that, and get us video so I can put something out on the web, because we're going to get there and it's going to be locked down, and for some reason...
I thought
it was starting Friday, so I thought I could fly in Wednesday and get video. You're saying now they're going to lock it down Wednesday.
Well, traditionally they start putting up the sawhorse. forces and deploy the guards at noon on about noon on a Wednesday. Now, that's not 100%. I one time was surprised to be allowed to roll in on Wednesday, but it was later in the afternoon they said, we've got to clear the hotel out now, private meeting.
Yeah, there's no doubt they're listening to us right now. Point is, listeners, get in there now, check in there now, and I will pay you for your trouble if I use it. If you send me some shaky video I can't use, I won't do it. And I'm a pretty nice guy. Even if I get sent two or three videos, I'll end up compensating those, even though it's not the video I'm going to pay $1,000 for. But I'm not made out of money here. I had to pay for a lot of the footage I'm using in this new film. But, I mean, it's important. I need that footage inside. I don't want to have to make another trip back to Virginia just to get it when they're not there. It's an oversight of mine. Jim, I mean, that's a good idea to send listeners in, isn't it?
Oh, yes. By all means, the more people we have outside the gates, the more they're diverted.
I'm tempted to try to stay until Monday, but to try to dig through their trash. But aren't they even careful about their trash?
Yes. Years ago, the sources on the staff of the Bilderberg Resort could pick up pieces of paper that would be interesting and stuff, throw it in the trash can, put it in their pocket, and give it to me later. But now there's some discipline to, the Bilderberg kids themselves are disciplined to leave nothing, no piece of paper anywhere. And if they accidentally do, the staff is disciplined to put it in a trash can.
Jim, stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side. Final segment, Jim Doctor, straight ahead.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We'll be right back.
All right, final segment with Jim Tucker. He's back from smoking a cigarette during the break. Jim, you there?
Yep.
How was that delicious non-filtered cigarette?
It's good, clean fun.
Hey, what kind of non-filters are those? It's the generic.
They look like pill mills used to look, which is a long lucky strike. In Virginia, we buy them for $1.70 a pack or by the carton.
I've been a smoker off and on, and I borrowed one of your cigarettes, bummed one, and you are one tough son of a gun. I mean, that is the roughest filterless, and I've smoked filterless Camels before years ago. Those are some tough cigarettes, buddy boy.
Well, when I was a kid, the cigarettes did not have tampon tips on them. They just had cork tips on some of them.
Oh, my God.
It just wasn't there, and I never got used to it.
Jim Tucker, what a character. 30-plus years covering Bilderberg. This is convenient for you because you live in Virginia. I guess the Bilderberg boys love you.
My home is about 70 miles down in central Virginia.
But this is closer than Istanbul.
Well, definitely. And actually, flying is not much fun anymore anyway. At first, I was disgusted that neither Bilderberg or Trilateral Commission would take me to Europe this year like they're supposed to. But then I started thinking about the hassles of flying last year, and I was kind of glad not to have to fly back to Europe.
Yeah, you got to have they give you proctology exams now at the airport.
Well, one tip on traveling these days to avoid being singled out in profile, or whatever they call it, is to do not take a bath for 2 weeks. Wear a dirty T-shirt and dirty pair of shorts and some floppy shoes and mess up your hair. Then you'll breeze right through.
By the way, folks, this is the real Jim Tucker. I'm always serious with him. You start joking around, he's really a character. Jim, I look forward to hanging out with you. You're going to be able to give me an hour or so to do an interview in the hotel room, right?
Yeah, we'll work out the time, or do you have a time already in mind?
Well, we'll do it whenever you want, after we film them coming in or after you filed stories, whenever it's convenient. And also, we'll be happy to chauffeur you about. I would like to get you trying to go up and enter the ritual like you always do, you know, the ritual of trying to get in. I'd like to, you know, ferry you about. I mean, I know a lot of other folks will be happy to do it too, but if you'd like us to ferry you about, we'll be at the same hotel with you, okay?
Oh, very good.
Yeah, we love you, Jim. It's always fun to get the chance to hang out with a real Americana, and you are it. You are certainly last of the Mohicans when it comes to straw-hatted gumshoe reporters. Jim, so it's hard to get documents because they now, we've stolen so many of them out of their meetings that they're really trying to keep lock and key on those.
Yes, but this new age of the Internet has created something that's been quite positive over the last, I'd say, about 4 years. Before, you had to get there early and develop sources, but then it took a long time to win their confidence. Had to be very low-key about it. And fortunately, one or two would step forward after you've worked them over for about 24 hours in a very low-key, reassuring way. Don't tell me your name that way. If they put me on the rack, I can't name you. But with the Internet, I'm hearing sources coming forward from the upper management level of these places, and of course they know how to go on the Internet. They get curious about, they've known for months or a year the place is going to be sealed off for some big important meeting of very important people.
Oh, Jim, I got to hold you 1 minute over to ask you a question. Did you see the Washington Post admit Bilderberg Group?
No, and I read the Post every day.
Okay, let me dig it out. It's here in the stack somewhere. Oh, no, it's in yesterday's stack. I'll try to find it. It's the headlines, they rule. Stay there. Stay there, Jim. Back in 70 seconds, and you have no time to smoke a cigarette. Coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, the article was written by Anne Marie Slaughter, top globalist, Gopher. She's in the Gopher class. They rule the world. A shadowy organization is in power, and it's made up of the very, very rich. And this is the Washington Post, Sunday, May 25th, 2008, page BW02. Let me give it to you again, Jim Tucker. Sunday, May 25th, 2008, page BW02. So to be technical, it was on the second page of one of the sections. And if you scroll down, they just admit how there's a ruling elite of a few thousand people that run everything. And they have the head of the Kissinger Group, who I interviewed a few weeks ago, who admitted it here on air. And then in the third to the last paragraph, it says, still, superclass is often thought-provoking. For one thing, it is much about who is not part of the superclass and who is. As I read Rothkopf's Chronicles of the Elite Gatherings, Davos, Bilderberg, the Bohemian Grove, all male, fathers and sons, I was repeatedly struck by the near absence of women. And then it just goes on. But then the New York Times did a Rothkopf article, and so did the Wall Street Journal, admitting more about Bilderberg. I mean, 10 years ago, Jim, they said we were nuts, it didn't exist. 8 years ago, the New York Times said it didn't exist. I was insane. Now, I think this is the first time, because we went to the UT stacks and couldn't find a Washington Post. We did find a few other U.S. papers that had it decades ago, but just to mention, very weird, because I was going to go protest, and I still may, in front of and make phone calls and things while we're there as part of a film, to the Washington Post and say, why aren't you covering this when you attend every meeting? Jim Tucker.
That sounds like good fun. Now, these stories in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, were they also recent stories?
Yeah, you can LexisNexis it. It was in the last month.
Okay.
Jim, if you want me to find it, I can. I know you're not big on the Internet. I can have it sent to you.
At the press building on Monday morning, they have a library thing where I go and say, any story use the word Bilderberg, and I spell it out for them within the last month.
Okay. Well, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post the last month.
But none of them had anything substantial, right?
Just no. They just mentioned this is the group, and they run your life, and if you don't like it, they'll send a brainwashed steroid head with a machine gun to shove it down your throat and blow your brains out, basically.
Okay, I'll check those things out Monday morning. And, look forward to seeing you following Wednesday.
Yeah, Jim, when are you coming in Wednesday?
Well, I hope to leave Capitol Hill no later than 11 a.m. And it's about a one-hour drive. And, of course, I'll first check into the hotel before going over to the scene of the crime, because we don't know how long we'll be there, and I want to get the pair of socks put away first.
I wonder if in the good old USA I'll be allowed to fly, or whether I'll be arrested like I was in Canada.
Well, maybe if you wear dirty shorts and a dirty T-shirt and mess up your hair and don't take a bath, you might not have any problem.
Maybe I'll wear a big diaper. They can change me. Hey, listen, Jim Tucker, AmericanFreePress.net. What's your? Are you gonna have any new articles before next week?
Yeah, I'll have something on Bilderberg this next week on what their agenda is going to be, but I don't know what it is yet. Well, we all have an idea from the Trilateral Commission report, because they have a common agenda.
Well, you're absolutely kicking butt, and we love you to death, and we appreciate everything. And I'm glad that the foreign media was wrong and that their ruse failed, and the Bilderberg Group has not gotten away with their disinfo campaign.
Good fun.
Jim Tucker, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
Bye.
There he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tucker, a true character. That guy is a piece of work. Got to be around him in person. That's all I'm going to say. I want to see everybody out there. I want to see everybody out there in Chantilly. There's lots of places to stay. Or you can stay 20 miles away if you want a $100 room. I mean, that's cheap. A Best Western's like 100 smackers with roaches the size of alley cats. But I hope to see everybody out there. We need lots of people, lots of roving teams trying to get video, lots of people investigating, lots of decoys. Yes, I need you to be decoys. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I really appreciate Chuck Carlson for coming on the show with us today. And he writes for a lot of big publications, and I thought I'd give you a positive view on the economy. We've had a lot of negative views and guests with the economy. And he also looks at foreign stocks and no-load funds and things like that. So I thought we'd get, because he's a respected analyst and guy that breaks all this type stuff down. And you can go to his website, dripinvestor.com. DRIPinvestor.com. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com. Chuck, where do you see our economy going? First off, tell us a little bit about yourself and then where you think the economy is going to be bullish.
Sure. Our firm, Horizon Publishing, publishes investment newsletters.
Our flagship publication is a newsletter called Dow Theory Forecast, which has been published continuously since 1946. We also publish a newsletter, as you mentioned, the Drip Investor, which focuses on those stocks that allow any investor to buy shares directly from the company, the first share and every share, so you don't even need a stockbroker to buy the stock directly from them. We also manage money. So we've been at this for a long period of time, and our view on the market is that this is a bull market. We recently had a bullish signal in the market based on a tool we use called the Dow Theory. I think it's interesting that, you know, in the face of $4 or higher oil prices, gasoline prices, the Dow Jones Transportation Average has actually been moving to around its highest level ever. And history has shown that the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Dow Jones Transportation Average and the movements of those averages generally portend future economic growth, say, 6 to 9 months down the road. And the fact we're in a bull market, the fact that the Dow Industrials and the transports have continued to do well here, or reasonably well, indicates to us that perhaps the economy is not as weak as most people think, and that, in fact, 6 months from now, we'll start to see some significant improvement in the economy.
And you think the dollar is going to strengthen?
I do. I think that, you know, and one reason I base that on, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been in this business for over 25 years, and I generally get very, very nervous when I see such a strong consensus opinion one way on a topic, and it's tough to find anybody out there that believes that the dollar is going to strengthen. And when you have that type of just overwhelming consensus, generally the consensus opinion proves wrong. I'm not saying it's going to skyrocket from here, but I wouldn't be surprised at all that if the dollar is stronger by the end of the year than where it is today.
So you think this is a buying opportunity?
We do. We think it is a buying opportunity. If investors out there have been a little bashful about putting money into the market, we think there's opportunities out there, and I think that those will be rewarded over the next 12 to 18 months.
And you're the editor over at DrippinInvestor.com. But again, there's so many different schools of economic thought and so many different views that we get, and you're right. The majority of people are saying it looks like several more years of a recession, maybe a lot of depression talk. I certainly hope that's not the case. But if you have low interest rates that devalue the dollar, if you have out-of-control spending that creates incredible debt, which foreign investors see as a weakening dollar, and you have this global commodities inflation going on because of speculation, because people are looking for places to dump their dollars. I mean, A, do you agree with what I just said, just on basic facts? And then B, to me, that all points towards a weakening dollar. I mean, I see the point of where are foreigners going to go with their dollars, trillions and trillions of them. You know, there's really nowhere to run, nowhere to go. So that's one reason the dollar may kind of just sit where it is now, but it's already been devalued. I mean, that's a lot of just basic thoughts there, your take on it.
Well, I think one of the things that generally when people kind of think about the stock market and they think about the economy, they're thinking about what's going on in today and extrapolating today's issues, today's problems into the future. The stock market has already taken account all that and is already looking forward, and it's always a huge mistake, and it's made every day in the media of people applying the bad news of today in terms of how the market should be. And in fact, again, the market's forward looking. So I don't get too, I should say, nervous when I'm looking around today and seeing things that don't seem to add up or some problems in the market.
Well, I agree with you. I don't look at what's happening day to day. I look at the long term.
And I think that, you know, those, when you look at that point, I mean, there's been, you know, a lot of the problems people bring up have been around for a while. Now, the one issue that you did bring up that is something that bears watching, and yeah, could be a problem, but I think that it won't be, is the notion of, yes, we've had certainly a rise in inflation, and is that going to continue? I think, again, the strength in the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Dow Jones Transportation Average and the Dow Theory, a tool we use showing a bull market, is indicating to us that inflation is not going to get out of hand, that it is not going to short-circuit the economy and short-circuit the stock market.
Do you agree with the Fed that it's like 3%?
No, the Fed's done lowering rates, and the next direction.
No. I mean, do you agree with the Fed that inflation's less than 5%?
I do. We can get into that argument about, you know, when you're looking at prices and things like that. I mean, obviously, it's if we've got a permanent situation of $4 gasoline and agricultural prices where they are, and that's a permanent state, no, inflation's going to turn out to be much higher than that. I don't think that's going to be the case.
So
I mean, give us your time frame then forecasting this. What do you, on the positive side, see happening versus the negative?
I think in the next 6 months you're going to see discernible evidence of an improvement in the economy. You're going to see corporate profits improving, and in fact, you know, corporate profits have really not been as bad as people thought. The biggest problem in corporate profitability has been focused in the financial services area. When you look outside of that, profits have actually hung in there pretty well, and I think that's going to continue to be the case. So I think, you know, you'll start to see some relaxation in some of these commodity prices again within the next 6 months. I think by the end of 6 months, people are going to be pleasantly surprised by what they're seeing in the economy and what they're seeing in some of the commodity pricing.
And what do you think the main contributing factor is to $4 a gallon gas, $135 a barrel oil?
Well, there's a lot of people smarter than I that have looked at that. I think that, you know, you've had this continuation in strong global economic demand in emerging countries using more, we're using more, et cetera. But I think at some point that is going to be demand is going to be sated to some extent, and I think that there's also been speculation that has driven up these prices on a short-term basis too.
Well, the Saudis are saying they're going to have a small increase in production, thank God, but I mean, if our government won't let us get into Anwar and other places, what do they expect? But, I mean, the media seems to never want to talk about the main reason, according to all the indexes I've seen, about 70% of the oil increase in the last 5 years has been dollar devaluation. Now, John Stossel has admitted that on ABC. That's about it. Do you have any comments on the fact that it's dollar-denominated, and so that's why the main reason we're paying so much more?
Well, there's an element to that, but I don't think you can dispute, and I think it's one of the reasons why, you know, again, you see in the face of high prices in energy that you've got such an economically sensitive indicator as the Dow Jones Transportation Average trading around all-time highs. I mean, there is a demand component to this that has driven, an economic growth, not just in the U.S., but especially globally, that has driven demand, that has driven, you know, demand for that, and therefore prices up. But yeah, the dollar is tied in with that as well. I don't think you can point to any one indicator.
But it all contributes. But why won't the media ever talk about the dollar devaluation, dollar-denominated oil on the OPEC exchange, and then on the Chicago Mercantile and all of it? I mean, how, and the stock markets and the rest of it? I mean, it's the dollar. How much of dollar devaluation has kept the stock market up? Because now it takes more of those dollars to buy those same stocks.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not sure the devaluation of the dollar is responsible for keeping the stock market up.
That's not even, so you don't think that feeds into it at all?
Well, it's one piece of it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, there are three things that drive stock prices. It's corporate profits, it's interest rates, and it's inflation. Ultimately, those are the major engines of stock market performance, of sustained stock market performance. And if you have problems in those engines, that's when the market falters. Now, you know, a strong dollar, how does that play into interest rates and things like that? But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of noise out there, but if you want to focus on the things that are going to drive stock prices ultimately, it's corporate profits, it's interest rates, and inflation. And if you have two out of those three things on the negative side, it's very difficult for the market to sustain much on the upside.
So you're specifically looking at corporate profits in the economy. Do you see a separation, though, between the blue collar and working class, which every indicator shows are in deep trouble and sinking fast, compared to these international corporations? I mean, I don't see their bottom line necessarily equating to milk and honey for the general public.
Well, the stock market is really a market of small stocks with a few larger companies sprinkled in. When you look at us, for example, we follow 5,000 stocks in our market system. Probably 8 to 9 out of every 10 companies are small companies. I mean, you know, people like to focus on the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the 500 stocks in the S&P 500. Those big mammoth companies, but the fact of the matter is the stock market consists of small companies.
You're right. So looking at all the indexes, as you do, as a, you know, very well-known and respected analyst, is the market down, up? I mean, where is it really? Because we know just looking at the 30 stocks is kind of skewed.
Well, I think the market has performed pretty admirably since 2003. I mean, we had a little bit of a dip here from August into March of this year, but you know, you go back to 2003, it has been a decent market, even tracking by the large companies. But
so you judge the economy by the market itself, just by the stocks?
I think, yeah, it is. In my experience, and that goes back more than a quarter century, it is the best, single best indicator for future economic activity, in my opinion.
Okay. Can you stay with us on the other side for five more minutes and tell us what stocks and what sectors you think are going to be big?
Sure.
Okay, great. We're going to be back in 3 minutes with our guest. It's dripinvestor.com, and he's Chuck B. Carlson. He's the CFA editor. We're getting his view on things, and he's made some good predictions in the past. I mean, I hope guys like this are right, but the head of the New York Business School and Joseph Stiglitz and all these other people we've had on, they say, get ready for Armageddon, financial Armageddon. I hope they're wrong.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names
Chuck Carlson, DripInvestor.com. Where do you see them as I'm analyzing the market? How long do you think this commodities bubble is going to continue to expand?
Probably for maybe, well, it depends. If you're talking about energy prices, specifically that commodity, you've probably got a little more ways to go there. I'd say maybe the next, once we get through the summer.
But it only goes up and up year after year, and then it'll, you know, get a go spike in the summer, go down a little, but then spike to all-time highs the next summer. You look at the graph, it's going straight up.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not a believer that it is going to continue to go straight up, and I think it'll spike through the summer, and I think it'll come down, and I think those will be the highs we'll see probably.
Oh, really? Where do you see oil per gallon settling out at?
Probably, I don't think it's going to be significantly higher than it is here. Maybe 140, maybe 145 where it peaks. I think the more likely commodity to come down in the short run, I think some of the agricultural commodities, and you're starting to see them weaken already, and I think you'll start to see those commodity prices come down.
Well, I agree. Most of it's been speculation, not food shortages.
Right.
How does that happen?
Well, you know, again, at the end of the day, those prices are driven by supply and demand, and you know, if there's a huge amount of speculation where you have people demand, you know, it's the same thing when you have think of it in individual stocks, like in the internet stocks, when they were just soaring without really, back in 1999 and 2000, without any revenues and profits, but you had a lot of investors that were chasing momentum and chasing demand.
Well, it's like a 25-cent beanie baby going for $500.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't really make any sense, but once you're when you're in that bubble and you've got a lot of people chasing it, those prices are going to continue to go higher.
Giant Las Vegas in the sky. What stocks do you see as being proven continual winners? What do you see as good areas to be in?
Well, you know, we actually like some technology issues. One in particular is a company called Qualcomm, which our clients do own. Qualcomm is in the telecom area. They're creating third-generation infrastructure equipment for wireless systems. One thing, too, I'll just point out as it relates to our newsletter, Drip Investor, Qualcomm is a company where anybody listening to my voice right now can buy the stock directly from the company, the first share and every share. And the minimum initial investment, I believe, in Qualcomm is just $1,000. So, I mean, anybody can get started owning a stock like Qualcomm. You don't need to
That's right. That's your specialty, is teaching folks how to get rid of these brokers.
Well, I don't know about getting rid of the brokers, but certainly doing it themselves in dollar amounts and make sense for their pocketbook. I mean, there's a huge number of people out there that would like to get in the game, but they feel that they can't because they don't have $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000. You don't need that to buy good quality stocks. I mean, in our latest newsletter.
Okay, but what are continuals? I mean, tech technology. Do you like Google?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a pretty good stock, actually.
You think it's going to keep going up, or just...
I do. I do. You know, again, nothing goes up in a straight line.
What about Yahoo?
I'm not as optimistic about that.
So you think the way it's been going up isn't going to continue? That's just speculation on Microsoft?
Yeah, I would avoid that stock regardless. I don't know if the deal is going to get done there or not, but it's not one we like.
Okay. What else do you like in energy?
Well, in energy, we like the drillers more than anything. A company like Transocean, which is the world's largest offshore drilling company, I think that even if you have oil prices recede from these levels, there's still a huge impetus for the
exploration
oil companies to continue to explore. Even if it, you know, even if we're at $100 oil, it still makes sense. So I think the drillers are the best way to go there, and one that we like and own is Transocean.
What about medium-sized companies like Marathon?
It's okay. You know, that hasn't necessarily been the greatest company in that space. I guess if you're looking at the major producers, you know, we tend to think that Chevron is probably the best play, followed by Exxon. If you're looking at the oil producer, the major
I just brought up oil. Marathon because they're all over Texas, and they're one of the few companies actually building a refinery.
Well, there's nothing wrong with them, and I know Marathon has been kicked around from time to time as a potential takeover stock in that group. It's not a bad company. It's just not our favorite among our favorites.
Oh, no, I know that's a small one. I was just curious. I'm surprised you even know about it. Well, what else is good out there? Defense? Not good?
Well, we still like, select the defense stocks. We still recommend Lockheed Martin and General Dynamics. We think that earnings for those companies are still going to continue to be pretty strong, and I think the stocks will hold up.
What about gold stocks, gold mining stocks?
No, we're not buyers of those stocks. The one commodities metal stock that we do have is Freeport McMoRan. It's a primarily copper with some gold, and that's the one stock we do like in that group. They're the low-cost producer.
Oh, they're right out of Texas.
Yeah, well, that's our favorite in the group.
Yeah. Okay, well, very interesting. Thank you for popping in with us, Charles Carlson. DripInvestor.com. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you.
There he goes. We'll be right back with a huge news blitz. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastard's hung.
What I do is I circle guests out of news articles and give them to Trey.
But I am still alive.
And for some reason, I circled that guy's name like a month ago, and then I couldn't find the original article, and I couldn't remember why I wanted him on. So we just basically got his line on everything. But unfortunately, I think that guy is wrong in many, many ways. I don't disagree with him about if you're going to be invested in stocks, defense, which is really war, extermination op, invest in the death machine, or you can invest, because it isn't defense when they're striking countries first, is it? Best defense is good offense. Yeah, but you're a slave, too. You understand you're not part of the power structure. All right, I got a big news blitz coming up for the rest of the show.
for the next 25 minutes or so, then we'll wrap up this transmission. The money bomb's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We can do so much if you will support us in the money bomb. I am maxed out with bandwidth and paying for things and going to Bilderberg and paying for camera guys and cameras and everything else we do. We need more capital, so I ask listeners, buy the books and videos at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership there. All of that makes what we do possible. And no, I didn't come up with the idea for a money bomb, but I'm not going to sit around and have one be a failure, I'll tell you that. And then some people got mad that I'm having one, like I'm the government taking people's money. I mean, who cares? We're having a money bomb. If people want to give, they give. If they don't, they don't. So now I'm all behind it, and I'm asking everybody that's pledged or everybody who hadn't pledged to go pledge, to give $10, $100. I don't care, because I need ammo for my info weapon. I mean, I want to spray the enemy up one side and down the other. I mean, I'm basically not out of ammo here. I'm running a bunch of weapons here in the info war, blowing the daylights out of the enemy. But I want to get bigger guns, badder guns, bigger weapons in the info war. And you can be assured here that the ammo you buy us in the info war will be slapped into the howitzer and immediately fired right on top of the enemy. I mean, it won't even be in the case long. It'll be dropped into my magazine. It'll be fired out with vicious precision right at the enemies, splatter upside their head and rain shrapnel down around their minions. We are discrediting them. We are exposing them. We're ripping away all their veils. We are smashing them into heaps of wreckage. And the New World Order is in deep trouble, folks. They're having to admit things. They're falling apart. Their system's in trouble. Their system of lies, their credibility is falling apart. But it's only the beginning. We've got to go a lot further. We've drawn blood. They've been attacking us. We finally fought back, and they've stumbled. And we've realized we can actually fight back. We've got the initiative. We've got the moral high ground. Infowars.com. Go there. Link through to the money bomb. You'll be able to go to our system and do it with a credit card, PayPal, or call, starting really Friday night into Saturday morning, Saturday day. And then Saturday, 8 to midnight, I'm coming in here to do a internet-only show. So I don't want to shove around a bunch of shows that are on Saturday night on Genesis. So 8 to midnight, 4 hours, we're going to have Jack McClam on. We're going to have G.R. Griffin pop in. A bunch of other surprise guests are going to be popping in for little 10, 15-minute mini-interviews and your phone calls. So it won't be just about the money bomb. It'll be about a bunch of issues. So we can announce at midnight Central Standard Time how much the money bomb has brought in. So that is coming up Saturday into Sunday morning. Because obviously I'll go a little bit over past midnight. But I'll be live 8 p.m. Central Time, then back Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. that will be on the stations. Okay, I'm going to plug some sponsors. That outside money bomb, that's how we fund this operation. So please think about them. Please support them. They make this show possible. One of them is Interfood, and it really is the best green food I've ever found. If you go to InfoWars.com, there's a big banner to InterHealth Botanicals with all their great line of products. They're also friends with George Humphrey and Patriots. I didn't used to hardly take sponsors. I didn't even have a sales guy. Something fell in my lap, and I liked the sponsor. I'd take it, then I hired more people and had to actually make payrolls. I thought, I better get some sponsors. That made all the other hosts mad, but they can go to Hades if they don't like it. I used to just be like a jellyfish, only fighting the New World Order. But side issue, I call them up, and they go, oh, we tried to get a hold of you. This is now 4 years ago. We want you to be a sponsor. So that was nice. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people. And the green food is the best I've found out there. 20 superfoods, dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, over 20 power-packed ingredients, 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. Great product, very affordable, and a sponsor, and who supports us. And you can get 10% off when you call, tell them Alex Jones sent you, or by linking through at that banner at InfoWars.com, 1-866-762-9238. Another fabulous sponsor who I bought food from about 8 years ago. It's still good, but I only bought like a half year then.
Then about 5 years ago, I bought more. Then about 2 years ago, I bought more. Then about 6 months ago, I bought more. And then I gave some of the food to family. And so I got like a 2 year supply for three people. And I guess I better get it for a fourth now in the family. And it's not that I'm living in fear. It's not that I think ever the world's about to end. But if there is a depression, there is food riots, or there is a bird flu outbreak, I can go hunker down out in a, you know, out in a tent or out in a field or out in a, I mean, I need to get an old, I don't have time to go buy one, an old RV. But I want one of those huge ones. I want a little one. Just in case, you know. That's a smart thing to do. eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Great, folks. And then there's Aloe's. That's just one of hundreds of products, but I know the Aloe's is good. I know their Super Beta Prostate is good because these are formulas. That's everything the New Vitality sells is well-known, documented herbs and vitamins that have been documented, in some cases for thousands of years, to have these nutritive and great health effects. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, or a giant banner up on InfoWars.com that you cannot miss. Big sponsor. We appreciate them. Okay, that done. I just want to also thank all our AM and FM affiliates and ask listeners to remember, whether it's KCXL or WBCR or KCAA or so many other. We've got almost 70 affiliates. I know they just got three more in the last week. Now, probably half our affiliates, though, carry us at night or rebroadcast or on the weekend. Probably got only 35 stations that carry us live during the show, but that's a lot. And then internet, shortwave, satellite. But still, some of these are in big cities, like San Diego into L.A., like Kansas City, like Buffalo, like Austin, Texas, like Chicago. We're on two stations that go into Chicago. And I'm just very, very thankful to those AM and FM affiliates. Be sure and thank all their sponsors. If you're a local business, be sure and sponsor the show and spread the word that you listen, because these are mom-and-pop stations that have gone to great risk and great hurdles and a lot of things to let me come on air and babble and try to get the truth out to people. And I'm not perfect. I'm silly and ignorant, but I got guts, and guts is enough, and so do they. And so be sure and support them as well. Okay, super news blitz, and that means I have to, some of this I'm recapping, most of this I haven't gotten to, but the stacks are so big today and yesterday that I haven't gotten to, I'm just going to read you the headlines. Political punch, power pop, and probings from ABC News senior national correspondent. And this gets into McClellan on Bush's version of the truth, from cocaine to the destruction of partisan warfare. I know people that have seen Bush do cocaine, and it is deadly. I put my life in my hands, I mean, in peril to even talk about it. But everybody knows in Austin. You talk to entertainers, other people. I mean, believe me, Bush didn't stop doing cocaine. I don't know anybody that knew him doing it before he was governor, because he did cool down a little bit after that. But it isn't, he didn't stop drinking and doing cocaine 20 years ago like he says he did. And it just shows he's just total scum. I mean, how does he run around doubling, when he's been in office, the drug war? Doubling it while he's been in office 7 years. And then the son of the fake cowboy, SWAT teams and all this stuff. I'm just sick of it. Just amazing. McClellan saying he didn't know about all this. Sure he didn't. He's saying this now because they realize the crimes that have been committed, and these guys are trying to claim that they weren't part of it. That's a good sign, because McClellan's got to know it's dangerous. The guy that, you know, brought Charlie Manson to trial, famous prosecutor, saying Bush is a murderer and should go to prison, he admitted his life's in danger. I mean, it's dangerous to go up against these mafia dons. And you're a new listener. I'm not a liberal. Bush is a whore. The New World Order runs nothing. Clinton, Hillary, Obama, McCain, they're all slime. I was listening to Sean Hannity driving home yesterday. It was total false reality. I am so blessed that I'm not fake. I am so blessed I don't have to think about what I'm about to say, because I know what I'm going to say. That I don't have to sit there and make up and pose as a conservative and pose like I'm saving the country. And he was talking about how the conservative movement's been taken over and how we've got to get it back and get back to conservatism and how George Bush is good. You guys are a bunch of New World Order, gun-grabbing, open-border promoting. That's the thing. This government is illegitimate. Democrat, Republican, state, local.
The government lies, they cheat, they steal. They've been caught doing it millions of times. They're totally bankrupt, they're out of control, and I say you're illegitimate. And history shows that. And when you violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, that makes you enemies. It makes you seditious. Do you understand? Cops didn't used to come up to you and tell you you couldn't stand on the street corner with a sign. That's un-American. I don't care what you say to me. I don't care what bull you've been fed. I know you're wrong. Oh, like I said, I saw five videos last night. Wasn't even looking for them. I was on Jack McClam's site and clicked on one. And then it took me to YouTube, and I saw like four more on the side, and I went to those, and it was cops just pulling up, and somebody with Ron Paul sign on the street corner going, you can't do that. And you get, the guy's like, but I have a First Amendment. No, you don't. You got a First Amendment to talk in your house, but not here. Just like you got a Second Amendment right to have a gun in your house, but I see you with a gun out here on the street. You're not allowed to have one in public. By the way, I looked up Wisconsin law. You are. He said, I'll arrest you. He goes, I'm allowed to have a gun out here. You piece of trash. You un-American cancer cell. Oh, it made me sick. It's land of the free, home of the brave, folks. They're taking our basic conventions, our basic canons. This is bedrock, these bastards attack. And then they say we're bad? They take kids to jail, straight-A students, the first time they lay their head down in class? You're sick freaks. And this religion of kissing government's butt and making excuses for it. Memo to corporate media, anyone can fake and dress up as an Arab terrorist and fake an Al-Qaeda tape. Great story about how they're putting out more fake videos and how the others are admitted to be fake and how the media's put out stuff they admit has been fake later. And then you got all these ADL top guys and CIA people caught putting them out. I mean, you understand they've been caught red-handed? Just like they've been caught running Al-Qaeda attacks on Iran and then saying Iran's Al-Qaeda. An incredible story from The Smoking Gun about cops go after somebody for statutory rape. He's 17, she's 15. They take a video of her having sex with him and show it at the jail, make fun of her, laugh at her. It's all admitted here, and then don't even charge the guy with statutory rape. I love how they charge 17, 18-year-old men with statutory rape with their 15-year-old girlfriends when every one of these cops, I mean, I bet 80% of them were 18 and had 16-year-old girlfriends. I mean, how many of you out there, cops, were 18 and had a 16-year-old girlfriend? How many people had that? I mean, I had a girlfriend when I was 14 who was 13, and then I was 18 and she was 17. Statutory rape. Meanwhile, here's an example. I could list 1,000 of these. The Texas Youth Commission, it came out. The Texas Rangers said, who actually are pretty good guys, because it's so elite that, you know, they tend to keep corruption out of it. They reported that they were having, you know, where they had thousands of people 10 to age 13 at this one facility, but it was hundreds of examples, and they would have all these cars coming in paying to come have sex with the children. And no one went to jail for that. They fired a couple thousand. The government it's just infested with scum. And they were told to shut up. The Texas Rangers had to leak that. So, see, it's Russian roulette. Every time I see a cop car, I think, is that a pedophile? Is that a criminal? Is that a nut? Or is it a normal guy? And maybe only 20% of the time is it a nut. But that's dangerous, folks. I'm threatened by you. The police are everywhere. It's like roaches coming out from under a sink. And the economy's falling apart and you're writing more and more tickets. I mean, just leave us alone. You won't arrest illegal aliens. A man's irregular heartbeat returns to normal after a taser zap. Science News. They're basically reporting how wonderful they are for your heart now. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. CIA Hayden proffers nonsense that Al-Qaeda is about to hit again as soon as there's a new president to, quote, test our resolve. Empowering the neocons, empowering warmongers. Yeah, Al-Qaeda sure helps out, don't they? Spooks promise terror attack for new president. Huge article up on PrisonPlanet.com. ABC News website tells kids they should die.
by the way, they took this down. The mainstream news reported on this. This is news.com.au, big national Australian news, reporting on ABC News. And we got screenshots of it. They since took it down, and it showed humans basically being killed, pools of blood. It said that we all have to die. We have to kill babies. Showed us like animals as pigs being slaughtered. I mean, this is a sick anti-human freak show. And they're passing taxes in the U.S. right now to regulate your, quote, carbon. That's making you the enemy, making what you exhale bad. I mean, this is to make us all prisoners. You can't make this up. The site's been taken down. Thank God Kurt Nimmo cashed it. Just type in ABC website tells kids when they should die. And if you type it in, we typed in our data and did a screenshot. At 1 year, 4 months, it says you're only allowed to live that long. You must be killed for your carbon print. And weird things like cages and blood and dead pigs. I mean, I can't. It's all over. These people are going to kill us. They're already poisoning us in the water. Don't you understand, you dumb cops? Eugenicists are in control. They're using you. You're going to be used for all this, you idiots. I'm just sick of evil winning and winning. Government green lights, Gulf dollar abandonment. I've got 5 minutes on the other side. I'm going to cover as much as I can. As much as I can on the other side. Stay with me. Infowars.com, InfowarsMoneyBomb.com. Go pledge right now for the Money Bomb. Make all the neocons, government agents, scumbags, fake patriots jealous. Fund our engine 100%. We'll go directly into upping to the next level of the game. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
I hurt myself today.
I hurt myself.
As much as we love cash, we got to cut him off.
To see if I still feel.
I focus on the pain.
I focus on the pain. The only thing.
I remember when I was a little kid, my dad told me I could turn pain off, and I learned how.
The needle.
But now when I can burn myself or something, I can totally turn it off. It's like, you know, barbecue and burn my hand real bad. I could just totally ignore it. It's so strange how the brain works. All the way, but I remember everything. Government green lights, Gulf dollar abandonment. Yeah, what you can't turn off is a migraine. Oh, I have those about once a year. Good Lord. I just can't stop babbling. Government green lights, Gulf dollar abandonment. A report from Merrill Lynch & Co. has revealed that the government has effectively given Gulf Arab oil producers the go-ahead to change the dollar-pegged foreign exchange policies, a move some experts fear will lead to a large-scale abandonment of the greenback. And that's by Steve Watson, Infowars.net, with a link to Reuters. I mean, that's why you had that analyst earlier telling you everything's wonderful. I mean, I don't buy that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, but I thought we'd have a minority view on. This may spur a similar move by the Saudis sometime next year. So there's that. San Antonio cops force blood test on drivers. Covered that earlier. Camp Memoirs, Obama and Reagan, by Joseph Cannon and the Cannon Report. He lists to when Reagan said he rescued people from a camp, and there's video of that film, total lie. Obama's running around saying that his uncle and his grandfather did it. Turns out total lies. Hillary's lying about being a hero. They all lie. Let me give you a news flash here. That's what I'm saying. We're in trouble. Fox News is saying that former President Carter finally telling the truth and freaking people out is a traitor and treasonous for saying what anyone who has half a brain, Israel admits. They've got hundreds and hundreds of nukes and nuclear submarines and bombers and cruise missiles. And Carter said it's ridiculous to attack Iran when they have no nuke, but Israel can have nukes. And Fox News just freaks out and calls him a traitor. And I guess their idiot audience didn't know that. North American Parliament has met at Integration Forum. Steve Watson, an article on this. And they've already got their North American Union parliamentary meeting going. But they say, oh, it's a mock meeting about integration in North American. While they're at the North American Union integration meeting, they then had a sub-mock government meeting where they had votes and things. It's real, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, they deny any of it exists. Homeland Security agents reveal illegal shotgunning practice. The term they use with local police around here and other areas is they call it, what's that term? Oh, man, I mentioned it earlier, and I forget the exact term. It'll pop in my head in a minute. There's these focus patrols, and they randomly pull you over. They have different names for it, but you'll just see roving groups of a lot of cops, and then they'll just randomly pull you over and say, you were speeding, but usually they'll be somewhat moral and say, all right, I'll give you a warning. Oh, we're out of time. Oh, my goodness. Florida County allows teachers to read students' text messages. European Parliament to ban Euroskeptic groups. Won't be allowed in government. Criticize the government. Total tyranny. They admit that it'll make the parliamentary president a dictator. Even government ministers aren't going to be allowed to speak out. Some U.S. farmers outsource to Mexico. Buy a car, get a free gun. The media's freaking out about that. That's better than some junky TV set. Six-year-old sexually abused by U.N. peacekeepers on the Telegraph. I'm out of time. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And we are going to rebroadcast at InfoWars.com right now. We had the Flowbots, huge number one song, Anti-New World Order. They were on right now, restarting InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut.
an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit...